getting all the winning posts to the side, getting all that they've got to be in the final.
Yeah, we were delighted to be in the finals, you know, at the start of the year, it was our aim to make it up both stages, and once you get to them, you know, you want to get to a final.
Dexon's
in
Kelly's best in All Ireland final. Kelly had absolutely dominated against this half pipe.
Well, the atmosphere and the colour and the noise awaiting the reenactment of the drama.
I know we have to forget about the injuries now. This is a game. The game is on. I mean, we can't be looking to the sideline and saying what you might have already had. There's 15 players out there. There's 15 foot. We have to concentrate and they have to do the business. They have to forget about the injuries.
You have the strength to win. Kelly should be very careful of Mayo in the final.
Just one soul and sound, one flash of light.
I can tell you can win it.
And one of the Derry men came out and he hit him a width of a shoulder that nearly drove him from here back down to the great stuff.
Tackled by Seamus Moynihan. Robbed by Seamus Moynihan in Brown style. And Moynihan comes away now, soloing himself up past the halfway line. Moynihan going on and past two of the clear players. Into Colin Cooper. Colin Cooper. He's up and on. Barton is in. Bang goal! A goal for Kelly by Owen Barton.
He turns on the right side of red. Times by Colin Cooper.
That's the boost that we know got away from his men for the first time.
Paul Gallagher takes his own shot. And he sends it high and over the bar. Equaliser by the single man. It's Mark O'Shea. Goal! Here comes Colin Cooper, into the 40, Mike Frank is inside, he was down, the goal for Kerry by Mike Frank Bushers.
And the Lone Rangers man hit the daisy cutter right into the back of the net.
That is Kerry's One Vision Queen there with the sounds of Wishy Fogarty and Liam Higgins. Well, all thoughts now turn to the All-Ireland Senior Football Final. Kerry against Mayo. Both teams out on the pitch going through their pre-match phases with the teams being introduced. Liam Higgins, midfield battle is crucial as always, but maybe it's the secondary possession that's what vital today more than the clean catches.
Well, Joe, it's hard to say. It depends on how the game pans out, but more than likely, Mayo have Ronan McGarrity, Fergal Kelly, and James Gill, their number 10, always comes out as a third midfielder. And then they have David Brady on the sideline. So I think we could have a fairly packed midfield. McGarrity on his day is a very good man to field the ball. For a man who didn't play Gaelic football between the ages of 12 and 20, as it were. He only came back there at the end of last year. It's amazing the quick return he made coming back after his basketball campaigns. But he is a high fielder. How Owen Brosnan, our relatively untried pairing of Owen Brosnan and William Kirby fare against him? Well, we've only to wait and see. It's a big day for Brosnan, I think. He could catch a couple of high ones if he does to do wonders for him. But as you say, I think it's diving in for the breaks, Joe. They getting in there and doing the horsework and the donkey work. I think that's what's going to count.
Talk to me about Mayo's Kieran McDonald. No doubting Kieran McDonald is a great player for Mayo. Slightly inconsistent.
He has been inconsistent. Perhaps more consistent this year than he has been for quite some time. McDonald loves to roam. He's an extrovert. There is no rules at all that McDonald goes by, either in life or on the football field. He's going to wander way out. He loves to be a handy baller on midfield. Now, if Kerry can nail him out there and make sure that he's not able to use that ball, because he loves finding the two Mortimers, especially Trevor Mortimer, who always seems to come out to meet his ball, that's going to be the danger. Kerry will have to cut that down. If they cut that out, well then, they can control McDonald. I hope that Eamon Fitzmaurice will probably start on him. If Fitzmaurice, with his physical strength, can get to him a few times and, you know, without any dirt whatsoever, just get in a few good shoulders on him, it might make the afternoon a bit tougher for him.
Well, at Croke Park, the teams are just lining up to meet President of Ireland, Mary McAleese. Leaman Rishi, this is all part of the pre-match stuff that has to go on, but I presume with 13 minutes to go...
She's wearing the same coat she wore in Limerick when she was introduced to the teams earlier on in the year.
So we'll be Rishi, back here in 2 weeks' time.
She is indeed.
That's rather unseemly for a president, would you think?
Wearing the same coat.
She changed her coat like this. I'm not sure now. You'll be more of an expert in the fashion than I am. But anyway, she's meeting the team. That's all part and parcel. And... of All-Ireland Day, as, of course, the RTM Boys Band, who played the presidential salute there, and who are right down in front of us here now, parading the players immediately after they've been introduced to Mary McAleese, who looks like she's set for another 7 years in the Oras without very much challenge. Anyway, the nerves now, we should be a bit frayed down there by some of those guys. I see nervous energy bursting out of Declan O'Sullivan there. As he has a word with Paul Gallivan, you know, that there's some of your parts they're going to do, how we're going to go about it and all this thing. And here's Darrow Canada, about to be introduced now to Oakran here and so on and so forth. Part of the ceremony of All Ireland Day, and it's a very colourful scene. And I'd say since you were with us that Croke Park has filled up quite an amount. I'd say we could be something near capacity now, just looking around all the high areas, the stands and everything like that. All seats have been filled up very, very quickly. Well, down to the teams on the field, the teams that are going to do battle in about 10 minutes' time. Both teams will be lining out as selected. Kerry in goal, Diarmaid Murphy from Dingle. The full-back line, Tom O'Sullivan, Rathmore, Michael McCarthy of Kilcommon, and Aidan O'Mahony of Rathmore. Half-backs, Tomás O'Shea on Welthup, Eamon Fitzmaurice Finug, and Mark O'Shea on Welthup. At centre-field, Owen Brosnan of Dr. Cokes and William Kirby of Austin Sacks. Half-hours, Liam Hasseltown Rangers, Declan O'Sullivan of Drummond Pierce's, and Paul Gallivan of Finug. And the full power line, Colin Cooper, Dr. Crokes, Dara of Canada on Welthup on Coptain, and John Crowley of Glenfest. Mayo line out in goal, Peter Burke of Kiltimaugh. The full back line, Dermot Geraghty of Shrule, David Heaney of Swinford, and Gary Ryan of Bohola. Halfbacks, Father Gardner, Cross Malina, James Nallon of Cross Malina, and Pat Kelly of Kilmaine. At midfield, Ronan McGarrity of Ballina and Fergal Kelly of Ballyhornis. Half hours, James Gill of Westport, Kieran MacDonald of Cross Malina, and Alan Dillon of Ballantubber. Full forward line, Conor Mortimer of Shrule, Trevor Mortimer of Shrule, and Brian Maloney of Kilmaine. And now, the colourful parade that has been part and parcel of the tradition of All-Ireland finals, going back for many, many years, as the teams, led by their captains,
Narrow Canada of Kerry and Gary Rowan. Gary, who fell into the captaincy after the Connacht final when Fergal Costello, whose mother, by the way, comes from Bentry in County Kerry, he was dropped, lost his place due to loss of forum. And Gary Rowan, one of the survivors of 97 Mayo team, took over the captaincy. He leads Mayo and he's leading them out proudly there in the parade as the teams go across the 21-yard line at the canal end behind the Artane Boys Band. Well, we would be welcoming joining us today Midlands Radio 3, Kildare FM, Highland Radio, LMFM and BBC Radio Ulster. If you're with us already, you're very welcome indeed, as indeed to all our listeners on the internet all over the globe, particularly all those who listen in the USA who couldn't get over from the game, and all around the world. As I said earlier on, to my own daughter and her husband, Eileen and Nick, out in Australia, and Olivia, greetings to you. So John Barris, as usual, over there in Tokyo. John, I hope everything is going well. Picturesque scene here in Croke Park. Kerry, of course, going into this game without their two most experienced and their two best players, possibly, that O'Shane Seamus Moynihan. But Moynihan looked quite lively in the kick around before the game, and perhaps he will be able to take a part, and a very efficient part, I would imagine, in this game before it is very, very old. Well, if he is required, let us hope that he is not required until the closing stages. But that's a tale for another day. Dar O'Shea, we see the big loss out of all midfield today.
Oh, Dar O'Shea is a tremendous last game. There's no doubt he's been one of the most influential midfielders in Ireland in the last 10 years, in the last decade, an outstanding player. And the sight that we're looking at down here in Croke Park now, the wonderful sight of their Kane Boys Band and Kerry marching around in their 50-tall Ireland senior football final. What a superb record that is. Facing the Mint from Mayo, they have met on 13, they have met on 17 occasions. Kerry have won 13 and Mayo have won 4. A wonderful sight here, and they're marching in front of the new Hogan stand around Croke Park. And talking about the internet, I want to say hello to Dominic O'Sullivan, listening on the net in Casey Station, Antarctica. He's out there for the last 12 months. And his sister, Sarah Jane, she's living in Trafalgar in Victoria, Australia. And listen, lads, that comes from your mother, Jane, your dad, Donny, and your family and friends. And, of course, they're from Knockan in Ballyfinan in Killarney. And your mam, Jane, just worked with us in Radio Kerry. So Dominic O'Sullivan in Antarctica and Sarah Jane, we're thinking about you here in Croke Park. An absolutely wonderful sight, a kaleidoscope of colours. Hill 16 open for the first time in 3 years. And behind us into the right, our canal in. Liam, an absolutely wonderful sight. Kerry in their 50-tall Ireland final, Liam.
Yeah, that is the half-century of All-Ireland. The golden jubilee of Kerry's first All-Ireland final. Way, way, way back. Well, their 50th. It's not the golden jubilee, their first, but it's their 50th All-Ireland performance of an All-Ireland final. Greetings to my friend and former schoolmate, Paddy Corbin, out there in Toronto, Ontario, who will be tuned in to us today. The din and the noise, it's all here in Croke Park. An unlikely pairing, Kerry and Mayo. I suppose Kerry would have been expected to be here, but Mayo, well, they were unlikely to come out of Connacht. They were likely probably to be swallowed up in the qualifiers, but not this time around. They beat Galway in the Connacht final in some style, took care of Tyrone, All-Ireland champions, in the quarter-final, and had struggled maybe against Fermanagh after a replay. And when they got through, that's when Mayo were at their most vulnerable. Are they going to be that way, or are they going to be like they were against Tyrone and Galway here at Croke Park today? If we know the answer to that, we've got to put our money down beforehand. Which team, Mayo team, is going to play today? The uncertainty, and the uncertain team that played Fermanagh, or the team that walked through Tyrone? Well, it's anybody's guess, we'll share with them.
It is. Well, a fascinating duel between Eamon Fitzmaurice, the Finnoog man, and Kieran MacDonald from Cross Ballina. MacDonald, the man with the tattoo, with the blades and the hair, and the style, and the turn of speed. Will Fitzmaurice stay with him? Can Conor McMartimer, who has scored one goal and 41 points for Mayo, can he be held? Can Kerry win their 33rd title, or can Mayo win their 4th title? It's a fascinating scenario. It's a wonderful time. Croke Park looks absolutely superb. It's a wonderful day for football. Without a whisper of a breeze, we are in for an absolute cracker.
Agus a Barker Croke League, how we know it's Chesson and slow. Agus, of what Vanakul are dying, Tushamage are on the vein.
One of the Irish tenors, Liam, one of the three Irish tenors, is going to lead us through, and then.
This is when the goosebumps come out, when you hear our Ronavian and the concluding stages of it. A sang there by one of the Irish tenors, referee Pat McEnany, refereeing his fourth All-Ireland final today. The first man since Kerry's Tommy Shuckrow to referee four All-Ireland. And well, I think it's an honour, Richie, that Pat well deserves. He's one of our top men.
He is one of the top men, Liam, and it's a big thing for the referee. Let's not forget him. Out there in the middle of the field, you'll be questioning your own abilities and you'll be wondering, you'll do the right thing. It's a big thing. And the shout goes up, a huge shout. Mayo, 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 all around the field. Jack Connor has been out in the middle of the field with his men, with Pat Flanagan. Liam, Pat Flanagan done a wonderful job as trainer. Is he the first man, the first Kerry non-resident ever to train a Kerry team?
I would imagine so. To my knowledge, he certainly would be. And as we go back, Kerry will be attacking the Canal End in the first half, defending the railway goal. Talk about wind, well, it's no wind. Up here and where we are, in the top of the Hogan Sand, there is no wind. There's supposed to be a swirling wind down the field, coming and going all over the place. Mayo forwards greet the Kerry backs, a big shake hands by Eamon Fitzmaurice for Kieran MacDonald as he goes into him. They won't shake hands again until the game is over. Somebody will be congratulating somebody else on that occasion. Well, for us,
James Gill has gone in full forward.
Well, they're going to be moving
James
around.
James Gill has gone full forward. Trevor Mortimer is right half forward.
Trevor Mortimer often moves out to the half forward line, usually to the 40 when MacDonald roams. But this time he's starting the game. As left corner, Brian Maloney, who's at the throw-in on the All-Ireland Final 2004 is on, and William Kirby is in possession, out along the wing towards Declan O'Sullivan, being tackled there by James Nolan, getting past James Nolan, he's carrying the ball in towards the 50, Declan O'Sullivan, he's in possession in towards the 21, it's a fantastic run, he seems to have around another free in for Kerry, from the 21-yard line, just to the left of the post, and Darrow Kinnada of a Shansoon Tucky Carnival of the Punkiri Hurt Puntusig Lashdig then Heard Leno McDonglaha. What a run by Declan O'Sullivan, and here comes Darrow Kinnada getting his first free from a very favourable position. Up he comes, Hender High, and sends it over the bar. First score of the game, coming after 45 seconds from Darrow Kinnada.
A great start for Kerry. They're kicking into the canal goal here in Croke Park. Ball was thrown in. William Kirby, the Austin Saxman, got it. He let the ball into Declan O'Sullivan. And Declan O'Sullivan, the Drummond Pearson man, he cut right through, beat three or four tackles, suffered a heavy tackle in the shoulder, turned around, he was pulled down. The Drummond Pearson man went to the ground. Darrow Kinnada, great duck. He has scored 218 over the bar. Kerry lead, 1 point to no score.
Kick out, it's Mortimer going up for it. The ball's breaking down. It's grabbed there from Mayo by James Gill. Gill sends it out to Kelly. Kelly sends a low ball in towards Gill. Mike McCarthy has beaten Gill out for this in some style. He gets it out to Kirby. 70 yards out to Tomás O'Shea. Tomás O'Shea invades a vicious tackle from Brian Maloney. Sends a low ball forward. nicely taken there, and a great chance here for Donald Kinnaird again, but he pulled it to the right and wide, just about a yard to the right and wide.
Yeah, and that was a great kill by Mike McCarthy. The kid come and came out the ball without Tomás O'Shea and it. He turned around, went up the field, gave the ball to Donald Kinnaird. Donald Kinnaird, the basic man, Kerry kicking into the canal going here at Croke Park. They are defending the 10-16 in, and he had a good chance there. Rushed, he shot that little bit, but collected the ball beautifully. Kerry still leading, 1 point to no it's score.
Now, and it is Mortimer is back full forward, Trevor Mortimer. It is Brian Maloney and Alan Dillon that have changed places. Maloney coming out to the wing as he does in every game. Mortimer Schaeff, this one unprotected again. He'll take Mark O'Sullivan. Mark is making a run inside him. He's protecting his gun in the centre. He'll have to use Mark O'Shea now. He goes. Mark O'Shea from an angle. Over the bar! Brilliant point by Mark O'Shea.
Over the bar by Mark O'Shea. This is where the man, a lovely point by him. And it was all made by the Drummond Pierce's man, Declan O'Sullivan. Once again, O'Sullivan got the ball, turned around, left his man absolutely trailing Jim. Allen behind him, gave the ball to Mark O'Shea and the great man, the wing back. He was up in support, kicking into the canal goal, and it went straight and through over the bar. Great start by Kerry. They're absolutely flying at the moment. They're fresh. This time last year when they played Tyrone, they were swamped after the first quarter of an hour. Today it's different.
2 points, no score, just 3 minutes gone in this All-Ireland final. Kick out from Peter Burke. It's long, it's for the far side of the field. And here's the first ball of the game for Ronan McGarrity. McGarrity going toward the hand up by the far sideline, 50 yards out, selling dummies, outside to McDonald. Here's Kieran McDonald, outside the 50, taking on Fitzmaurice. Fitzmaurice still with him. McDonald with the left foot, driving a lovely looking ball in. A brilliant point! A magnificent point for Mayo, and 2 points to one.
That was an absolutely wonderful point by Kieran McDonald, and it was made by McGarrity. Gave it to McDonald. McDonald sold dummies all over the place and in front of the Hogan stand. He was just on the 45 metre line with his left leg. A wonderful point, superb stuff. He turned around to the crowd, two hands up in the air, 2 points to one, lovely stuff.
Up they go again. Ball knocked down. Declan O'Sullivan underneath it. Soldering away from the mob. Send it in to Johnny Crowley. Up over Johnny Crowley. Gathered by David Heaney at the second attempt. And David Heaney, he played midfield in 97 when the Clydes last clashed in the All-Ireland final. Out the wing to Father Gardner. Gardner up along the wing for James Gill. No ball inside. First time of Mortimer. He's dispossessed by Mike McCarthy. But he wins it back. And McCarthy thought he was fouled. And that's a goal. And it's a great chance. A great chance for Mayo, and it's a goal for Mayo! Alan Dillon, the scorer!
A goal for Dillon by, goal for Mayo by Alan Dillon, a lovely goal. Trevor Mortimer got the ball out in the wing, he turned around, he left the ball across the square, and Alan Dillon, the man from Ballintubber, rounded his man easily. James Murphy came out and he hopped the ball once to Dillon and put the ball into the back of the net, known to be a great start by Mayo.
Two desperate mistakes, one by Mike McCarthy out of the line, the other by Aidan O'Mahony, when the ball slipped away from him before he could reach it, left his man clean in. That was Alan Dillon who's playing in the corner, and Mayo lead 1-1 to 2 points, and nothing going to be easy here. It's Declan again to Liam Hassett. Liam Hassett, cross field for Colm Cooper, he takes it down, and he's robbed by his own man Johnny Crowley, and it comes to Dermot Geraghty. Well, Johnny Crowley knocked the ball out of Cooper's hands as he went across, as they collided, and everything going Mayo's way at the moment. 4 minutes and 14 seconds gone in the game. They lead by goal and a point to 2 points for the Kingdom.
As you say, Liam, there were two mistakes in defence, as you said there. Mike McCarthy had the ball by the sideline and lost it completely, and Aidan O'Mahony misjudged the pass across, and Dillon got it, went around him.
The ball taken quickly out to Ronan McGarrity. Ronan McGarrity tackled by Owen Brosnan. Very near the sideline. And a good shoulder from Owen Brosnan. He's over the line. A line ball for Kerry. Well done, the Killarney man. On the halfway line. Owen Brosnan looking to take it himself. And he takes a big high ball. Dropping inside to Johnny Crowley. He's leaving Cooper jump for it. He holds it. He turns. Hops it. Sends it high. And sends it off the post. And there's no Kerry man there. The man there is old timer Gary Rowan. Gary Rowan. Getting it out for the toss, Pat Kelly. They're robbed, however. William Kirby. Oh, he sends it over the bar. But Colin Cooper was straight inside. And he got that pass. that Nick could have goals there. However, they're carrying back to within a point, 1-1 to 3 points.
William Kevin Johnson, smash man with that point. It all came first from Colin Cooper. A big high ball came in, Colin Cooper went up, he fielded it over, best and foul, turned around, the ball came back off the cross, off the post. It was cleared out the field, there was no attacker there, one of the defenders was robbed. It went to Kirby and the Austin Stacksman put the ball straight and through over the bar, 1-1 to 3 points. What a cracking game, what a great start.
Great football at the moment, as Peter Burke, another huge kick out, looking for McGarrity. Surely a free there against Brian Maloney, and it is, as he went into the back of William Kirby. The free is taken quickly by Tomás O'Shea, to his opposite number, Father Gardner for Mayo. Father Gardner getting it across to Pat Kelly, up along the wing by Kelly to Brian Maloney. Maloney, their third midfielder, sent it across towards James Nallan, the experienced James Nallan, to McDonald again. McDonald out the wing here to Fergal Kelly, he sent it to Conor Mortimer. Conor Mortimer tipped the ball on the ground, it's a free out for Kerry from the halfway line. Empress Morris claiming the ball, and a free out it is for the Kingdom. Mayo leading 1-1 to 3 points. Exciting stuff. He finds Gallivan. Here comes Paul Gallivan up to the 50-yard line. Gets a very high ball across to Johnny Crowley. Johnny with trusting with Gary Ruan. Ruan has the spring, but Crowley has the football. He has the ball. Pass it out to Dara O'Kinnaida. O'Kinnaida sidesteps a couple of players. He's coming in along the outside of the end line. He's brought down another free into the 14-yard line. This is going to be the equaliser for Kerry for sure.
And that was a lovely run by Kinnaida. He looked very good there. He looked very fresh. He looked very fit. And he looked very lively. It was all made by Colm Cooper. Johnny Crowley to Colm Cooper. Cooper to O'Kinnaida. O'Kinnaida rounded his man. And I must say, I haven't seen him round his man so well for a long time. He was pulled down. He tipped this over the bar. And we'll keep an eye on what's happening back up the field.
Well, Aidan O'Mahony is making a move. He's going away outfield. He's going away across to the far side of the field. Is he going to pick it up? It's sent high and it's sent over the bar. The equaliser, a goal and a point. Tomás O'Shea into corner back. Aidan O'Mahony out to left half back. Well, O'Mahony concedes the goal to Alan Dillon. Has Tomás O'Shea been called back to mark Alan Dillon? Or has Aidan O'Mahony been sent out in the hope that he might pick up McDonald? We'll wait and see. Is he going to go to the centre? He's not so far. Here comes the kick out from Burke. Again, it's coming towards McDonald this time. They wait back. The ball is very well punched down there by William Kirby, but it's picked up from Mayo by James Gill. James Gill out to Kieran McDonald. Kieran McDonald taking on again, but his pass is poor. And pass is poor, and William Kirby picks it up to Tomás O'Shea. Tomás O'Shea's clearance is poor as well. And getting it from Mayo there, roaming Brian Maloney. Slip 70 yards out. He's taking on Declan O'Sullivan. Chips on his side for Conor Mortimer. Conor Mortimer and Tom O'Sullivan. Mortimer is taking him on. He's very near the end line. He slips. Gets the ball back there. And Tom O'Sullivan recovers for Kerry and regains possession. He's going to be playing it now. He does. Eventually plays it out of defence here towards Aidan O'Mahony. Out to Eamon Fitzmaurice. Fitzmaurice bursting out with him. Back he comes from O'Mahony again. He sends away to William Kirby. A poor ball by Kirby. But he's got away with it. Johnny Crowley. Johnny Crowley's got Dara O'Kinnaida inside. Dara O'Kinnaida. He'll have to make ground from here. He does. He's going in the centre. He's lost it. He went off his knee. Picked up by Fergal Kelly. Punched away to Brian McDonald. And to Kieran McDonald, I mean. Kieran McDonald. A low ball for Gill. James Gill in possession. Fist the ball inside. Here's Pat Kelly who loves to come upfield. He's brought down. And is that going to be a yellow card for Paul Gallivan? It is.
Could be Liam there because his man was gone away from Paul Gallivan, threw his arms around him. His man was falling down and Gallivan caught him by the leg and just pulled him down. We'll keep an eye on what the referee happened there. But Mayo have kicked no white since the game has begun. It's 1-1 to 4 points. So that means Kerry have scored 4 points, Mayo twice, and Mayo just free, very, very scorable, and it's going to be taken by the goal scorer, Alan Dillon, from Ballintubber.
Ballintubber, he takes a shot run, and he finds his man inside, and the man inside is Brian Maloney, and Maloney sends it over the bar.
Brian Maloney, Dillon took the quick free, the Kerry defence were caught napping, they were a bit tight, they were a bit asleep there, and Brian Maloney, the man from Kilmaine, came out, got the ball, turned around, pretended to kick with the left, kick with the right, the ball went over the bar, Mayo lead 1-2 to 4 points.
Well, a rattling game so far. That game is exactly 11 minutes old. Dermot Murphy's fine kick out. Of course, Owen Brosnan holds it well in the middle of the field. Gets it back now towards Aidan O'Mahony. Aidan O'Mahony in possession. Throw the hand. Launches a huge high ball in the direction of Colin Cooper. Cooper knocks it out to Johnny Crowley. His Crowley's O'Kinader. O'Kinader at an angle over the bar. A lovely point by Darragh O'Kinader.
A lovely point by Darragh O'Kinader. High ball went in, and once again it was Cullen Cooper gave to Johnny Crowley. Johnny Crowley to Kinader. And Kinader, for 1 minute, the goal loomed in front of him. The ball just bounced away, that little bit away from him. But he got it. He got the ball in the bounce, turned around, and from an off angle, slipped the ball over the bar there of Darragh O'Kinader, the captain.
When you look out now and see Cullen Cooper, he's towering over Dermot Gerrits, who's very small. He's a small, fast
and he's
captain.
Feeding the ball over.
He's feeding it over his head. That's why they're sending it in high. Their homework done on Gerrits, of course, who came into this game, especially to Matt Cullen Cooper, down at the other end. And Kerry have possession. Paul Galvin working very, very hard to Tom O'Sullivan. Across to Eamon Fitzmaurice. Fitzmaurice shoulders the front man and knocks him clean. The ball coming inside. Johnny Crowley again. Johnny Crowley. He's got Cooper inside him. He's brought down. It's going to be free in just outside the small parallelogram. And that's going to be a card, without any shadow of doubt, for Gary Rowan, Mayo's captain.
Yeah, and the man from the cans and confess got around his man there. Gary Rowan misjoined the judge to jump. Completely, the bomb was over his head, and it was Johnny Crowley that got it. Johnny Crowley, the Garda, turned around, was going for goal, had the goal in front of him, but he was pulled down. That could be a low card, no doubt about it. An easy tip over for Darragh O'Kinader. The ball going in is troubling the Kerry full back line, the Kerry full forward line, the Doon Patrick at the moment.
And over the bar, and Kerry going to the lead again. 6 points for Kerry, a goal and two for Mayo, and we are almost 13 minutes into the first half, and it is very exciting football.
It has been said before the game, Liam, that the game would rest between the two full back lines and the two full forward lines, and that's the way it's turning out.
Yeah, that's the way it is so far. We've yet to see any of the Mortimers doing any gasket, but Alan Dillon took his chance and took his goal when the chance developed. Here's Peter Buck taking the kick out. Sends it out, way out the far side of the field. William Kirby and Fergal Kelly, and Kirby has won it in some style. And leaving the ball there for Aidan O'Mahony to take the free. That's the free foul. A long, long, long free. Darragh O'Kinader is inside. Darragh O'Kinader fishes, and it's over the bar. A lovely fist to the back of the fist from Darragh O'Kinader. Messi brilliantly over the bar.
Over the bar, that was a superb point by Canadian William Kirby, the Aston Saxman. Kerry beginning to dominate out around the middle of the field now. Kirby got that ball. A big, long, high ball came in. And you see, this is like a point which he scored in the Juniors Kerry League game back in the 50s. When a fella leaning back, he puts the ball over the bar. Liam, to very seldom we see a point like that scored.
Not nowadays. No, I was telling good at it myself, Greasy, in my time.
Great point by the great man.
Pull back out of your way first. Here comes Peter Burke for the kick out. Is he coming this side this time for Broughton and McGarrity? Or is he going the far side again? He's going the far side. It's Kirby and Fergal Kelly again. Kirby goes up. And Kirby has it a second time. Brilliant fielding by Kirby. Across to Owen Brosnan. Owen Brosnan. Has he? His kick got down. He regains position. And he tips a high one inside. And the Cullen Cooper was really wrapped up that time by Dermot Gerrity, but the referee ignores it. And Gerrity gets the ball from goalkeeper Peter Burke. He sends it further out the field to Brian Maloney. Brian Maloney to Pat Kelly. Pat Kelly, no relation to midfielder Fergal. He gets it to Pather Gardner. Gardner forward, now for Fergal Kelly. A big, strong man, Fergal Kelly. He sends it back towards Pat Kelly. Pat Kelly fouled there by Liam Hassett. And the referee brings the ball forward because Evan Fitzmaurice didn't retreat quick enough. McDonald, he's taking the free. He finds Conor Mortimer. Mortimer in space. Lift for it high and sends it to the left and wide.
Yeah, but it was a superb, sublime kick by Kieran McDonald. Took the free with the outside of his left leg, off his hands, floated the ball into the corner of field 16. Conor Mortimer got it, and another time he'd be disappointed with that. He has scored 141 from Mayo, but he pulled that one across. But it was a superb defence-splitting pass by Kieran McDonald. At the moment, the Mayo full back line is in big trouble with the Kerry full forward line.
Up they go for Aidan O'Mahony. Has won this kick out independently. Gives it to Fitzmaurice. He sends it across the far side of the field. That's for William Kirby to Tomás O'Shea. Is Tomás O'Shea going to take off? He's not. He gives it to Gallagher, and then he's taken off. That Tomás O'Shea has made a good run here. Gets it back. He's coming in. 14 yards out, sends it left for it, sends it high, but to the left and wide.
Yeah, but it was a great effort by Tomás O'Shea. He's at his best when he's coming forward like that. Ran the whole way from his own position, right up. You remember Kerry kicking into the canal in here in the packed rock park. Ran on to, took the pass, left leg, but pulled the ball just that little bit wide. Nothing at all wrong with that. Kerry
Tomás
needing 7 points to 1-2.
At left half back at the moment with Mark gone into the right corner. I think that is a sensible move. As the ball comes out once again, Brosnan, and Paul Gallivan is there. He's always there for the break. He's tripped, and it's going to be free in for Kerry. 55 yards out near the sideline here, as Kerry playing in front of the Hogan stand, as Kerry are playing into the canal end in the first half. They've left it down, but Darragh Kinnaird is coming all the way out. David Heaney comes out with him, sees that he's going taking the free, and retreats back in the general direction of the square again. He's taking a shot into Owen Brosnan, and Kinnaird goes in the middle. Owen Brosnan tries a big long one, dropping inside to Johnny Crowley. Crowley has it, and he's on the 14, gives it to Cooper. Cooper turns and sends it over the bar. Great work by these Kerrymen there. And Kerry going 8 points to 1-2, they're 3 to the good.
Yeah, and the good strikes for the first time in the All-Ireland final. And it was first of all taken by Darragh Kinnaird to Owen Brosnan to Dr. Croakman. The Croakman sent a high ball across. The Glenfist man, Johnny Crowley, got it. And the Knockhand man turned around, passed it out to Cooper. And Cooper turned around to Gooch. I met his father in the bishop this morning. He came in to tell us talk. And I said, how are you doing, Mick? I'm very nervous, he said. Well, the son was nervous there because that was a lovely point by the Gooch. 8 points to 1-2.
Another long ball out, and up goes McGarrity, gets his fist to the ball, knocks it down there to Paddy Gardner, but Kerry are in possession once again, and once again to Aidan O'Mahony, and he's pulled back, and that's going to be three out, 70 yards from their own goal. Liam Hassett has the ball in his hands, they're calling for short ones. Eamon Fitzmaurice says, Liam go, and Liam goes, and Eamon takes it for Liam. Liam to meet Mike McCarthy, who's away out the field at the moment. He must be following somebody. He gets it to Dickon, and Mike McCarthy has made a run on. Dickon O'Sullivan is still going into the 14. He's got Liam Hassett, he's going to try himself. He's coming across the middle. He wants to be kicking it. He kicks it poorly into the hands of goalkeeper Peter Burke. That's an example of taking too much out of the ball. No doubt about that. It's sent out now to Ronan McGarrity. And Ronan McGarrity finds a man all on his own out there. And he's coming in the centre. It was James Gill. He gets it out now towards McDonald. He's tackled this time and fouled by... And the referee pointing there at him, because Morris says, he pulls him, just gives him a minute to take. 18 minutes gone. Kerry 3 points up. A huge ball by McDonald. And it's over the bar. That's from 65 yards out. That's an immense kick by the one and only Kieran McDonald.
Oh, superb and wonderful kick by the Cosmo Liner man. Lovely kick with the outside of his left leg, but I can't understand the Mayo tactics. They have a good full forward line inside, they get the ball in the middle of the field, and they put 8 or 9 passes together. They're not kicking any ball into their full forward line. Superb pass by Kieran McDonald.
2 points in it. 18 and a half minutes gone. Kick out. Owen Brosnan goes up for it. And McGarrity. The ball breaks between them. And it's pushing on McGarrity. And McDonald is getting ready again. He's going for Conor Mortimer, who's in some space ahead of Tom O'Sullivan. Tom gets up to him, however. And Tom has put in the... Getting the ball away nicely. Tom being tackled by Trevor Mortimer. Gets the ball across, however. And himself and Aidan O'Mahony work it away nicely. And Kerry's Paul Gallivan is there to join in. Here comes Paul Gallivan on a solo run. He's passed two Mayo men. He's still going on. He'd need help now. Darragh Kinnaird is racing out. Darragh Kinnaird leaves it go. The pressure on Heaney. And James Nallan has picked it up from Mayo. And away come the Mayo men again. Getting it out to McDonald again. He's back in his own half. Again, a lovely ball up field. That's for Trevor Mortimer. Trevor looking for Connor. And Connor is in space. Mark O'Shea gets his hand to the ball. It's going to be 45 as Mayo at last are using their full forward line.
Yes, indeed. We were just saying there, I was surprised they weren't kicking it in. But I can tell you this, Kieran McDonald, we knew coming into the game that he's some player and he's spreading passes all around the place. But once again, up at the other end of the field, just before all that's after Tom O'Sullivan, the Ratmore man, a superb interception. Beat Conor McDonald twice. I can tell you, Mayo haven't kicked any wide yet. They've kicked 1-3 to Kerry's 8 points.
Kieran McDonald has taken this. They've switched Germacini off O'Kinnaid, and now Gary Ruane is running full back. McDonald drops it inside, but it's gone to the right and gone wide. So O'Kinnaid making things too hot for David Heaney. He switched and he's gone to the right corner back spot, and now Colin Cooper has a new marker as well. Pat Kelly has gone back to mark Colin Cooper, and Dermot Geraghty, who's only given 20 minutes on the job, has been moved away out to the Pat Kelly was playing at left half back. So he must be going left half back now. And therefore, the high ball comes out. And it's a break has been won by Liam Hassett. And that's a good high ball in for Johnny Crowley. Crowley punches it out for Colin Cooper. Paul Gallivan says, leave it for me. Paul Gallivan A high ball inside again. Again, Crowley's underneath there. Kinnaird at this time. The ball breaking out to Declan. Declan O'Sullivan trying to get into space. Left foot. High by Declan O'Sullivan and over the bar by Declan O'Sullivan.
Declan O'Sullivan, the Drummond Pearsons man that took a sub there and down in South Kerry. And where Jack O'Connor comes from. High ball came in. It was broken out to Declan. And Declan O'Sullivan, the Drummond Pearsons man, he's only 21 years of age. He was under 21 this year. He was beaten by Cochran, the under 21 Munster championship this year. But having said all that, a lovely point by him there, great, great point by him. Liam, all high ball going in by Kerry, all high ball, and it's working to perfection.
There's no doubt about it, they're getting a hand to it, they're knocking it down, and the lads are so lively inside. Eamon Fitzmaurice should get this one. He was going to the center again in front of him. McDonnell has it now. Here on McDonnell, being tackled inside there by Mike McCarthy, being tackled also by another of the Kelly players, getting it out of Fergal Kelly. Fergal Kelly being tackled as well. He gets it back further. This is from Dermot Garrity. He was cornered back a few moments ago. Into Conor Mortimer. Conor Mortimer in possession. Trying to take on Sam Sullivan. Fist the ball in. And here's Trevor Mortimer. A great chance for Mayo. Send it high. And he sends it to the right and sends it wide.
That was the first wide by Mayo. It was all made outside. Kieran McDonald got the ball. Put the ball into Conor Mortimer. Conor gave it to the brother Trevor. Trevor turned around. Rushed his shot. First wide by Mayo. Kerry lead. 9 points to 1-3. An absolutely cracking, dripping game. Conditions absolutely perfect here in Croke Park. Bit of sunshine coming out now. Huge crowd, huge colour, great excitement.
22 and a half minutes gone in the All-Ireland final in Croke Park, brought to you by Radio Kerry and Association with Manor West Retail Park in Tralee. The ball breaks down and Mayo and Kerry are tussling for it, and the man who ends up is Tomás O'Shea. Out to, he sends it, first ever Galloway, a poor ball from Galloway, cut off by Fergal Kelly. That's a poor ball, cut off by O'Mahony. Dara has made a run to the side. That's where he sends the high one towards Cooper, and Cooper's fisted ball this time goes astray. It was gathered by Ruan to Heaney, and Heaney is bursting out. He falls to the ground. He's robbed. And robbed by Kinnaird, and here's Cooper. But the ball is going to be weak. It's not. It's over the bar. And lovely angle point by Cullum Cooper from half a chance.
A lovely point by Cullum Cooper, the man from Arch and Avoli, on the outskirts of Killarney on the top road. Lovely point. And it was the fullback that Gabatini came out. He slipped, couldn't get rid of the ball, lost the ball. It went to Cooper, and the Goose turned around. He has scored 17 points to Kerry into this, but he's after adding two today. The rest 19 points for Colin Cooper. Kerry looking good at the moment, looking better than Mayo. They lead 10 points to 1-3. No doubt Kerry looking the better team.
Plenty open football around here, lads. He's coming this time. He's going again for Kirby and Kelly. Of course, Kirby with a fist. He throws it down. He knows that Kerryman will be there. It's Aidan O'Mahony. High ball for him, but this time Heaney's ahead of Johnny Crowley. But Crowley has rocked him. And Johnny Crowley, throw the hand. Send it across those of Canada. Back to Crowley. Crowley's tackled by two Mayo fellas. In the middle for Paul Gallivan. Left footed by Paul Gallivan. In towards the post. But it's gone to the right and it's gone wide.
Well, Paul Gallivan wouldn't be known for his scoring prowess, but he does the wonderful work all around the field there. And that was a great move there by Johnny Crowley. Got the ball, turned around, gave it out to Paul Gallivan. But Paul Gallivan. There's sub coming on, Gary, sub coming on.
Yeah, there's sub coming in here. Number 9, Fergie Kelly, is being called ashore. And he's going to be replaced by David Brady, who is going directly in on midfield on William Kirby.
Yeah, Brady's a good man.
Not surprising, because Kirby has been really going to town on Fergal Kelly. And David Brady, well, if you bring him in after 24 and a half minutes, why not? He's there now. He's going up for this one. He doesn't get yours. Eamon Fitzmaurice leaving it there. William Kirby, but there was a bit of holding. It's a free for Kirby. 70 yards out from their own goal. Eamon Fitzmaurice to take it. Is he going to take a big high one again? He is. In the general direction of Colin Cooper. Cooper kills it down brilliantly. Here's Colin Cooper. He's taken on his man. He's going in on goal. A goal for Kerry by Colin Cooper. Marvellous, marvellous goal.
Oh, superb, superb, superb. Colin Cooper, wonderful, wonderful goal by the Dr. Cook. High ball came in. He caught it high over his head. Turned around, left his man for dead. Sold the dummy, went around his man, and with the left leg hit it into the corner of the net. That was absolutely superb. Kept his eye on the ball, kept his balance. What poise, what skill, what a wonderful player.
Well, that dummy was as good as I've ever seen in a football pitch. Tomás O'Shea comes thundering into the kick-out. He fished the ball forward. That's for Declan. Declan is going to have trouble, but he beats them at Geraghty. Kerry are winning balls they shouldn't be winning. Here's Declan. He's fraced away across field for Johnny Crowley. Heaney is with him. Crowley, does he get there in time? The ball is on the ground. The two of them in top of this. It's going to be free in. A free in for Kerry. The boot went in from Dermot Heaney, and that's what he was. Stamping and Crowley trying to get the ball out rugby style. That doesn't go. It's going to be free in for Kerry. It's about 35 to 40 yards out. Almost 40, way over near the sideline. Darragh Kinnaird goes over. This will test even Darragh Kinnaird's ability. As Kerry lead 110 to 13. A great performance so far. 26 minutes and 20 seconds gone in the first half. Can Darragh Kinnaird increase that lead? That wind is swirling down there. He'll have to use all his judgment, but he has the confidence now because he's playing very well. But has he sent it over the bar? No doubt in the world about it. 111 to 13 in favour of the Kingdom.
And four of those points off of frees have come by deck to the captain, Darragh Kinnaird, and 1 point off of play by him, Cullum Cooper's goal. And Cooper is doing his best work high in the air. The higher the ball comes in, the better he is. Got that ball, turned around, went to sell a dummy, hot the ball once. It was absolutely poetry in motion.
Well, they've Dermot Geraghty marking Declan O'Sullivan at the moment. That surely is not working. And the ball broken down. Kerry winning every break. This time, Owen Brosnan. Where is he going with it? He passes it up along the line to Kirby. William Kirby passes one of the Mayo men, then leaves it off. Big and high, but David Heaney's under this all on his own. There was a poorly directed ball, and Kerry wouldn't want to get complacent now. Now they need the scores. Now when they're on top, that ball sent out there towards Gary Rowan. Gary Rowan further out along there towards Jane Nallon. And out to McDonald. Kieran McDonald. And again, he's looking inside. But Tomás Octavian, that's Matt Corsair, had that very well covered. Here comes Matt on a solo run. He's got assistance with him from Liam Hassett. Hassett sends it long for Crowley. Crowley was hanging back. And Pat Kelly wasn't. And Pat Kelly sends Mayo attacking again. But complete control there in his own position by Aidan O'Mahony. Then he leaves it off, foolishly taking it too far. Going back by Fitzmaurice at the cost of a free, or by Owen Brosnan rather. Cost of a free, pulled it out of a man's hand. Free in for Mayo, 60 yards out from the Kerry goal. 28 minutes gone. 111 to 13 for Kerry. Kieran McDonald. Kieran McDonald looking inside. He's going to take this one. It's a long one, but he got one from play from out here. Not early in the game. You see, he's going to try his luck with this one as well. No, he's not. He's looking for Connor. Connor Mortimer is not there. And Tom O'Sullivan polices the ball over the end line and wide.
Yeah, and Pat Flanagan, the trainer, he's done a great job. He wants to say hello to his Braille group in Tralee. All those people there, well, they can watch the game, but I can tell you they're listening to it. Liam Lynch and Atma Goshel and Kennedy, the coordinator. Michael Tormade on DJ, Helen and Kevin. Trainer Pat Flanagan and all the Kerry players send you their best.
Gilman Murphy's kick out, going to the far side of the field. Up they go for it. That's a lovely bit of fielding by David Brady. Comes down, Rob, but at the cost of a free again. A free from Mayo, 70 yards out from the Kerry goal.
And Kerry have dominated midfield so far, Liam.
No doubt about it. They have done what David Brady will do now. We don't know. This is time McDonald takes it low and takes it wide. And going on count for it. And getting the ball up into his hands there is Alan Dillon. Mayo's goal scorer. Misjudges his pass there to Maloney, but gets the ball back and gets the ball further out the field here. And this is for full forward Trevor Mortimer. He gives it now to James Nallon. James Nallon working inside for Dillon again. Alan Dillon, and he's fouled, and it's a free in. The referee says there was a bit of jersey pulling there by Mac O'Shea, and that's going to be free in for Mayo. Just outside the 21-yard line, and a gilt-edged chance for Mayo to get their first score in quite some time. Kerry leading at the moment, 111 to 13. This should make it 111 to 14, as Alan Dillon, who normally takes the field from this side, and indeed he gave a great performance of kicking against Tyrone in the quarter-final from this side of the field, as Mayo get behind their man. Here comes Alan Dillon, sends it high and over the bar. It's 111 to 14, and there's 40 minutes gone in the first half.
Yeah, and Kerry playing outstanding football so far, have been dominating midfield. Will Brady make the difference there? We don't know. We'll have to wait to see. I see Jack Connor, the Kerry trainer, in his first year now after bringing Kerry to the final. Cool, calm and collected in his green Kerry top suit, walking up and down the sideline, looking at his watch, hands and hips, looking around him. He's very cool, that man from down there in Drummond, very careful in what he thinks. Standing now, legs apart, hands and hips, watching what's happening, studying everything.
Gibbon Murphy's kick out. Up goes Owen Brosnan. Up goes McGarrity, ball breaking down, driving in is David Brady. Not David Brady, Brian Maloney. He's on the ground, he can't play the ball. Ferrymen all around him. I call those frees rather harsh myself when they're awarded to or against any player. I think he got no chance to play the ball really. But it's a free for Kerry. Liam Hassett, that takes it now quickly to Aidan O'Mahony. Aidan O'Mahony, 70 yards out, 50 yards out. Aidan O'Mahony going up along, thinking of taking on his man. And thinking of having a shot, but his cross is locked down. Darrow Canadian picks up the breaking ball. He's surrounded by Mayo men. Is there a man loose somewhere? That's a brilliant ball to Mike McCarthy. And McCarthy leaves a run over the end line for a 45. Because a Mayo fist, that fist got to it of Dermot Garrity, sends her over the line for a 45. And it's a 40, Darrow Canadian, I presume, he's out here already, will take this kick for Kerry. Kerry 1-11, Mayo 1-7. Kerry wouldn't want to let the momentum go down now. 31 and a half minutes gone. Edging closer towards half time to keep the momentum going. Another point or two perhaps. Pat Flanagan is out in the middle of the field there talking to Mike McCarthy. What brought Mike McCarthy way up to the end line at the other end of the field? What else? Only Trevor Mortimer roaming for Mayo. And Mike, he's come out and he's standing there beside his man, Mortimer, who's just beside O'Kinnaid, who's taking the kick. Here's that O'Kinnaid. It would be a tonic if he could lift this one all the way over. He gets a good belt on it, and it's high, and it's over the bar. O'Kinnaid can do no wrong today. His kicking is impeccable.
A superb kick by Dan O'Kinnaid, and it all came from the full forward, giving a pass to the full back. It's very seldom you see that happening in any football match. You wouldn't see it happening in a junior's carry or a mid-carry game. But Mike McCarthy was up with Dan O'Kinnaid, chipped a lovely ball into him. Mike McCarthy was just beaten. He was going through. It resulted in a 45, and Dara put it down, and the captain is certainly trilling his fans today. He has scored four frees, a point up a player of 45.
They have brought Trevor Mortimer out to the 40. McDonald's gone to pull forward, and their men have followed him. That's a poorish clearance by Matt Boucher. It's going to come up on his own to McGarrity. Knocks away from him over. To Declan O'Sullivan. Cooper's inside if he can spot him. He does. Here's Colin Cooper. It's like Johnny Crowley. Crowley dummies. His shot is brilliantly saved by a diving fielder, but there was a goal on there all the way. And here comes Ronan McGarrity for Mayo, making a burst upfield. He's pulled down by Liam Hassett, but the advantage played. Now Mayo will get the free.
That was a superb save of Declan O'Sullivan.
McDonald quickly to Gardner. Gardner has a heap of space. 40 yards out. He must score here. He sends it high and he sends it to the left and sends it wide. Mayo really missing their chances on those breakaways.
That was a great opportunity by Peter Gardner in the breakaway there. Pulled the ball wide but Barry back again. Declan O'Sullivan through. He gave the ball into Cullum Cooper. Cullum Cooper gave it to Johnny Crowley. Crowley known to beat by the goalie keeper, but the goalkeeper came out. Peter Buck threw himself down on top of the boot and effected a great save, affected an absolutely great save, point blank save.
Might have been an opportunity for Cooper to sell another jumbie.
Actually, I thought Cooper should have checked it on himself, Liam, yeah.
Yeah. However, German Murphy, kick out appears to be held up in the wind. I think, and this knocks into Conor Mortimer. Mortimer very quick on the pass. The pass has gone astray. However, the ball comes back to James Gill. Gill making his way in. He gets it back towards McDonald. McDonald to Conor Mortimer. Mortimer turning, getting it out again to Dillon. Alan Dillon back to Conor Mortimer. Good carry defending, keeping them out. Here's David Brady. David Brady passing the ball across to McGarrity. McGarrity inside, and there is Aidan O'Mahony to save the day for Kerry's ball, and it's a free out for the Kingdom from their own 21-yard line. German Murphy will come out to take this. With 44 minutes and 20 seconds gone in the first half. I didn't see any injury or added time board going up there. Possibly it might have gone up yet, but it should any second now. We haven't heard, there would not be too much stoppage time because we didn't have many stoppages. It's been a rip-roaring up and down the field affair here.
Liam, there's actually going to be about 1 minute of additional time. Yeah. One very interesting point of view from the sideline down here. I've never, as long as we've been watching, see Jack O'Connor as relaxed as he is, and it seems to be rubbing off on the players.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Again, they break it down. And again, it comes to Mike McCarthy, the fullback who's out in the middle. So Tomas. Tomas O'Shea, that's too hard for Mark. Tomas's deliveries haven't been mighty in this game so far. And Kieran McDonald is back to take the line ball from Mayo. So that means that there's a minute left in the first half. Kieran McDonald in towards Conor Mortimer. Tom Sullivan has slipped. But Aidan O'Mahony, he was pulling him. And Aidan O'Mahony is fouled and it's a free out.
And O'Mahony's played a superb game. They're at more
than everywhere.
He's everywhere.
Tomas O'Shea to Liam Hassett from the free. Liam Hassett being tackled. But he gets the ball out and working his way across is William Kirby. Kirby sends it back again towards Tomas. Under pressure is Declan, but Declan takes it. Gets it back again towards Kirby. Kirby wins it. Here's William Kirby on a good solo run. Coming forward. 40 yards out. Pass to Owen Brosnan. Can Owen Brosnan take off here? He can't, but he throws the left leg at it. And the left leg is not good enough. It goes to the right and goes wide.
Yes, and the two midfielders teaming up there, and they're doing exceptionally well, because it was William Kirby ploughed his way down the field, gave to Brosnan. The Dr. Corkman with the left leg went for the point, but pulled the ball wide. Good work there by two midfielders.
Matt Forshay knocks the ball down here towards Eamon Fitzmaurice, and Fitzmaurice fails to keep it in play. And the line ball is given to Perry.
McDonald doesn't like that. No, that should be a Mayo ball.
I think it should have been a Mayo ball. Pat McEnany, I think, might change his mind for him here as he comes over. No, the linesman is adamant that it's a Kerry ball. And Jack O'Connor is telling O'Connor what to do with it. A magazine or a program goes flying in there in the general direction of Jack and Canada. Well, it's, they got it. He was awarded to them. Canada tries a high one, and it goes just to the right and wide. Went for a score and missed it. And we're up to half time without any doubt, because we have a minute over and added time now. 36 and three quarter minutes played. Although Pat McEnany just played his own side strictly. Kerry 1-12, Mayo 1-4, an 8-point margin. Kerry will take that in at half time, I presume. They shouldn't get swelled headed about it. A half time whistle goes in Croke Park. The All Ireland final brought to you by Radio Kerry in association with Manorwet Retail Park in Tralee, has produced a mighty first half performance by the men of Kerry. If they keep that up for the second half, there's no fear of them. But we did let slip a big lead. What lead did we have against Armagh?
That's right, we had a good lead anyway, Liam.
We were up, was it 7 points or 6 points or 5 points? Anyway, it was a decent lead and we'd have to go here. We can't relax against these Mayo. They have dangerous forwards. We'll have to keep it going. I wonder, have we any...
Yeah.
Has Gary anybody down there? Doesn't seem to have yet, but we'll be going down to Gary in just a moment. Anyway, we see a satisfactory performance. As now, I think we have Donald Daly down there talking to Gary.
Yeah, thanks indeed, Liam. I'm joined here by Donald Daly. Donald, I suppose you must be happy, and Kerry must be happy with that first half performance.
Yeah, I think that the lads are playing really, really well. They kicked some great scores. You know, I think William Kerry's saying we're going to top of the middle of the field. William's playing very, very well, and our forwards are really moving well. So I think the lads are pretty happy at half time.
That goal critical by Colm Cooper. I saw him indicating a few times to leave it in high or low to him. He's full of confidence in there.
Yeah, Colm is very strong over his head, you know. And that time he just took on his man. I think number 7 was after going in him. Actually, he took him on and he finished very well. Colm, you know, he's a great finisher, you know, and it's all there.
So halfway there, Donald, but still not completed.
Oh, definitely. There's a lot of work done in the second half, you know. There's no group here at half time. Have a chance, come out, and hopefully it's more of the same in the second half.
Donald, good man, thanks very much for joining us. That's it from the sideline for the moment, Liam, it's back to you.
Very much indeed there, Donald Daly. Well, we see things looking good if they keep on track for the second half. Things looking good, but they have to stay with it.
Ah, well, Liam, they're playing outstandingly well. There's no doubt about it. And they're richly deserved of their 1-12 to 1-4 lead. They've been winning balls all over the field. They're actually winning in every position of the field, in particular around the middle of the field. And the one thing that I love about Kerry today, they're so fresh that they're winning every single break, which is a tribute to Pat Flanagan. You'll always judge a team as winning the breaks. And the high ball going into their full forward line is making a huge difference. And it's not going in low, it's going in high all the time. And our full forward line are winning it constantly. And up at the other end of the field, our defence is absolutely outstanding. Aidan O'Mahony is playing out of his skin. And it means that Kieran McDonald has to come away out the field all the time to pick up breaks. Generally, overall, Liam, the Kerry men going in at half time would be very, very happy the way things are going. And the big thing is that the two Mortimer brothers, I've been saying it all the week, and they are being held, and that's what's making the difference. It's looking good for Kerry at this stage of the game, Mayo. You couldn't see them lifting their game to the extent that's needed, Liam.
Okay, at this stage, with Kerry leading, half time in Croke Park, Kerry 1-12. Mayo 1-4, we take a break.
Kerry versus Mayo in association with Manor West Retail Park, Tralee.
Thank you, Lisa, back here at Croke Park. Musician Liam O'Connor going through his repertoire, and at the moment we hear the sweet sounds of the Rose of Tralee. To tell you, capacity today on All-Ireland Final Day, 79,749. That's 79,749. So Kerry leading by 1-12 to 1-4 at half-time. Wishy Fogarty, that goal apart, sloppy defending by Kerry. Otherwise, it's been a pretty near perfect first half.
It has indeed, Joe, outside of the goal, as you say, when Mike McCarthy and Aidan O'Mahony both of them seemed to slip or something on the surface, and we saw Dillon going in for the goal. But outside of that, generally overall, it's been a near-perfect performance by Kerry. I'm very impressed by how fresh they are, and they're jumping in and getting all the breaks, and they have dominated around the middle of the field with Willem Kirby and Brassen handling the world of the ball. They mightn't be fielding everything around there, but they're picking up a load of ball, and the goal by Cooper, of course, was absolutely superb. It's looking very good at the moment, Joe, 1-12 to 1-4. It's very difficult to see Mayo coming back now. I mean, they're 8 points down. That's a big deficit to make up.
We're not going to go celebrating just yet, but you would imagine that once Kerry don't let complacency get in the way, we should be okay.
And that's one thing about this team, Joe. They won't let complacency get in their way. They'll come out and they'll dare have them in the second half. I've been watching them in training for the last 2 weeks, and I have been very impressed with the way they have been playing the ball. Position ball, running onto the ball, don't give it away, passing with the leg and everything like that. They have been absolutely superb, and Pat Flanagan, Johnny Cullity and Joe Keefe, and in particular Jack O'Connor, of course, has them in superb form. It's difficult, Joe, to see Leo coming back.
It is, Reece. Plus, we've got the added bonus of the likes of Seamus Moynan and Mike Frank to bring on, maybe gradually through that second half. Let's wear Mayo down and close the game out.
Yeah, that's it, of course, too. That's another point, is that when you have Seamus Moynan, I have no doubt, but as the game goes on, and if Kerry can retain their lead, Mayo aren't going to get back into it by scoring 8 points in a row or anything. They need a goal. Whatever hope Mayo have, they have to get an early goal to come back into this game. As you say there, Liam O'Connor's out in the middle of the field. He's thrilling the crowd. He's just back from the Ryder Cup. And, of course, he won 2 county championship medals with Cork. Is that Liam O'Connor playing great stuff? So it's difficult, Joe, to see Mayo coming back, as I say. Kerry, a near-perfect performance.
Darrow Canada certainly played the captain's part, and also John Crowley, I think, has justified his decision, or the decision to start him.
Oh, he has. It's very difficult now to see it, and I think Liam is after rejoining us here again, Liam. The Kerry full forward line has been absolutely superb, like Joe says. In particular, it's all, as in actual fact, there is no low ball going in. It's all high ball.
Well, I think the homework was done on the Mayo full back line, especially on Gary Rowan and Dermot Garrity, that they were not much good in the air. We've known it quite a while about both those two. So the high ball to Johnny Crowley and to Colm Cooper has paid dividends. Darrow Kinnaird is having the best, or had the best 35 minutes together that I've seen him having for quite a few years. He's also playing excellent football. By the way, there are two fine women dancers that have joined Liam O'Connor out in the middle of the field there. Are they Kerry women, I wonder?
They're not Kerry women. One of them is Kerry MacDonald. She's a Tipperary woman. And I can tell you, the two of them and Liam O'Connor, many of the time they appeared in Terrace Dock. Liam Connor was in Terrace Dock from the Gresham this morning. So listen to me, I know those two ladies very well out there.
Well, fair play to you, William. I hope you might introduce to myself to later on.
Good man, Liam. As I said to Ishii, Liam, we're certainly not going to celebrate just yet. As I've been saying to Ishii, this deafening noise, we're certainly not going to go celebrating just yet. Spot on tactics by the Kerry selectors so far.
No doubt in the world about it. We have been excellent work, excellent teamwork. Kerry are playing a brand of football today that I haven't seen them play. They certainly have played some good games this year, but they haven't played that brand of football for a long time. That is excellent football. From the full back line up, they're playing excellent stuff entirely. They have Mayo mesmerised. Now, both Mortimers have had a few chances. They've missed them. It's not looking great for them. But we can't relax our holds at the same time. MacDonald, the way he can find men in there, you know, the danger is always there that they could get another goal.
Yeah, Mayo will come back at us at some stage in the second half. Yeah. But like I was saying to Ishii, Liam, the key is just no complacency, keep the heads, it's job half done, just play it out now.
Yeah, I mean, you're an 8-point lead, that's a good lead going into the second half, but you must add to it, you must keep the pressure on Mayo. If they get back, get a few scores, get composed, they could come back at you any time.
Kieran MacDonald has done some damage in that first half, but I think by and large we've contained him, haven't we?
Yeah, he's been contained well enough, because mainly his winning possession away out. More to the time, he's too far out. He got a point there. Actually, Eugene McGee told me there, I just met him a few minutes ago, that he was exactly 68 yards out when he kicked that ball. I mean, that's a fantastic kick. But it also shows you something else, as the breeze has once been Kerry's favour in the second half. I noticed Dermot Murphy's kick out there. We're holding up, dropping just outside the 50. They have not given its kick out. The Mayo kick out was travelling 60 yards, 70 yards. So I think there's a bit of a wind down there to favour us in the second half as well.
So I think it's indicative of the Kerry defence when you say that Dermot Murphy hasn't been called on once to effect any save since the game has begun. Because our defence has been so tight. They've been absolute eight, O'Mahony, Mike McCarthy, Tom Sullivan, Tamar Shea, Memphis Morris and Mark Gushier. They've been growing in stature the whole year and today really, and they're coming very, very good, they're very tight. Dermot Murphy hasn't been called on once.
So it's more of the same, please, as I'll hand you back to Liam and Weishi for the second half commentary.
I guess I'm Darrelach, Fern Mayo, Erin Boyd. I guess Tom Farron, the Distigging Fern Mayo. I see number 30, Michael Conroy, has gone into the corner forward, Bert. He's been in the full forward line. Conor and Trevor Mortimer and himself are having a little powwow in there. Who else is in there as well? Ryan Maloney is still there. McDonald is on the 40. Number 12, Alan Dillon is still there. I don't see James Gill. James Gill appears to have been part of the scene for Mayo during the halftime break. David Brady and Ronan McGarrity will be at midfield. So that's for the second half. They have brought number 30, Michael Conroy, into the corner forward, Bert, where he'll be playing with Brian Maloney, of course, out at wing forward. And James Gill appears to have departed the scene. Significant move, I suppose. They had to do something to get their attack in motion. They have another player, another sub in the backs. I see Conor Moran, who lost his place. So Dermot Geraghty, for the start of this game, has come in. And has he replaced Dermot Geraghty with a very poor first half? He certainly has. There's no sign of Dermot Geraghty back there. So Conor Moran is also onto the Mayo team. Two significant moves at half-time, we see.
Yeah, well, you'd expect them to be making some moves like that, Liam, because of the way they're down 8 points down at the moment. But what we must... the point I'd like to make is that while Mayo have been looking poor enough in the first half, I think they've been made look poor. I think they've been made look poor by a very, very, very good Kerry display. Kerry are probably playing their best football of the year today. And I'm very impressed by their full forward and captain, Darrow Kaneda, who after the very first ball he got when he rounded his men looked so good. He's very composed and he's really turning it on. And he's determined to lift that cup in Kerry's 50th. By the way, Kerry's first captain was Theodore Gorman. And I've no doubt that the way Darrow Kaneda is playing, Liam, is one of his best games, isn't it?
Well, there's no doubt about that it is. And let's hope he keeps it up. We can't relax. I just must stress that and emphasise it time and time again. We just can't relax against this Mayo team. If we do, they could come back and make things difficult. Remember, they've beaten Galway. They've beaten Tyrone. The ball is thrown in. The second half is on. And, well, knocked down by to Willem Kirby, by Owen Brosnan. And Kirby's going away on the solo run as usual. He sends the ball way out towards the corner flag. Colm Cooper is out there. Colm has gathered the ball. He's coming in the centre. He takes a shot from an angle. And that shot has gone to the left and gone wide. He was under pressure there from Pat Kelly as he kicked it. And it's a missed chance for Kerry. And Mayo's crowd starting to cheer their men again for the second half.
Yeah, that was a good opportunity by Colm Cooper. He was under Hill 16 there. The sun absolutely beaming down in one half of Croke Park here today. Beautiful day for football, and Colm Cooper with the left leg just pulled it wide.
Two changes, Liam, for me on the second half. Dermot Geraghty is gone, and number 18, Conor Morden is in, and also Michael Conroy is in, number 30, as yet I haven't got confirmation of who's in.
Yeah, that's the man on the ball now, is Michael Conroy. Michael Conroy is robbed, and Mike McCarthy has it. Mike McCarthy, looking superbly fit, bursts out along the sideline. He must play it. He's fouled there by Trevor Mortimer, a hold of the man's togs, and a good test of whoever manufactures those togs. Presume it's only his. They do a good job. Here comes Eamon Fitzmaurice with the ball in his hands, 45 yards out from his own goal, out near the sideline here, and there's a lone Mayo player back there. He's not going to kick at him. He does a 1-2 with the nose, gets it back, gives it to Liam Hassett. Hassett throw the hand up towards the 50 yard line, up along the wing, tackled by Kieran McDonald. Hassett puts it on the ground and gets it back again. He tries to throw it in the centre now towards Owen Brosnan. He doesn't get away with it. The referee says that he overcarried that ball, which I think he did, and Mayo men back there in force, however, defending, and I think one of them got a little bit aggrieved, and the referee is calling Kieran McDonald and Liam Hassett, who did a little bit of jersey pulling on each other there, kind of shaking each other's chests, as it were. two turkey cocks.
And Eamon Fitzmaurice came out with that ball there. He kicked it off, and when he kicked it, Brian Maloney came in with a late tackle, and Fitzmaurice hit him a welt across the chest and upscuttled him.
Well, there's no doubt Fitzmaurice is a strong man. Mayo in possession, working this ball out. That was Gary Rowan. Gary Rowan getting out to Pat Kelly. Kelly bottled up. Two bottled ups as a referee. And he... Oh, he's going to lose his free. He retaliates there.
He'll be lucky if he doesn't lose,
Paul
lose his team.
Well, that's, that was a stupid thing to do. He pulled across with the elbow, across the jaw of Paul Gallivan, and with the whole arm, as it were. And Johnny Crowley's incensed. Johnny would do his best now and go way back into his corner forward spot. The jersey almost pulled off from there by Gary Rowan, and they're both going away back anyway, and they're starting it out between them as they go back. Conversation-wise, that's the way to do it. The referee, that's what action. What action. And they're still at it. David Brady now is getting stuck in. Let's hope nothing like this comes into it. The linesman is out there, and Fitzmaurice points out David Brady to him that he kept the aggro going. However, he's awarding the free to Kerry. Cancelled the free at all.
Pat Kelly had given Paul Gallivan a good welt of an uppercut.
That's a poor decision by McEnany. Let's hope he doesn't make many more of them. It's a long ball. McGarrity has made a run, but they carry it back there. That's brilliant by Tomás O'Shea. Excellent play. And bursts out the far side of the field. He's still in possession. Fish the ball back inside there towards Tom O'Sullivan. And Tom finds the Mayo man, the sun in his eyes, baby. But the Mayo man is coming toward the hand way up the far side of the field. It was James Nallan. And the low ball forward now is Trevor Mortimer. He loses it. But there, and this ball pulled on there. Paul Gallivan is out there quickly. He grabs that ball for Kerry. He's going away. Can he find Johnny Crowley? He does. Johnny Crowley, has he a man to play? He does. He finds Gallivan. Gallivan linking up nicely there and coming in and being pulled down for his troubles. Declan O'Sullivan, that's going to be free and straight in for Kerry. Very good work again, and lovely long ball there, and that's the way to do it.
Yeah, lovely long ball, and Johnny Crowley again, and Declan, and Paul Gallivan linking up. Gallivan, the man from Finuig, he was at the end, just before that there, passed the ball off. Eventually the free was committed, but a long ball, as you say, Liam, a long ball in inside to the forwards.
Well directed.
That was a low one for a change.
Colin Cooper
sends it high and over the bar. Colin Cooper, he's been some man in this game. It is 1-13 for Kerry, 1-4 for Mayo. And well, if Mayo are going to resort to, shall we say, pulling and dragging tactics now, it doesn't become them. It won't become the game. So let them play football and try and take their chances. They're still capable of testing this Kerry team if Mayo play to their best. William Kirby going up with two Mayo men. One of those Mayo men did a mighty bit of fielding, and he is fouled. And that was, would you believe it, Brian Maloney, the third midfielder, a corner forward, call him what you want. And lovely fielding by him. David Brady has the ball. David Brady sends it wide. That was a good run by Trevor Mortimer. Trevor Mortimer leaving it now for Michael Conroy. He puts it in the centre. A great chance here. And it's the ball, and Conor goes over the bar. The goal was empty in front of him. Conor Mortimer blazed it over the bar. Well, how did I miss it? After great work and a good pass by Conor Moran.
How in the name of all that's holy did Conor miss, Mortimer miss that? Brian Maloney came in, passed the ball across the square to him. Mortimer turned around. It was a beautiful pass with the left hand. Turned around. He knows to beat only the goalkeeper and blasted the ball. And Mortimer's shot went whizzing over the bar. When a goal looked easier to score than a point here at the Canal Inn.
Kick out from Dermot Murphy, and Dermot got past halfway this time. Kerry will have the breeze in the second half. Breaking ball, Owen Brosnan going after it, and he's fouled, and Kerry will get another free, but he's still on the ground over there, and they're calling for assistance. It is.
Yeah, Jack O'Connor's making a change. He watched that there. Watch Jack O'Connor making a change with Tomás
O'Shea. Wondering where he's going. Is he going in the middle on McDonald, or what is he doing? And was he giving instructions? I think maybe he was giving instructions to Mark O'Shea.
Mark O'Shea's gone in, yeah.
And Mahoney come out again. I think that's the move that's going to be made. Mark O'Shea's gone back into the corner. And Aidan O'Mahony comes out. And the ball dropping down to Johnny Crowley. Crowley can't get it up. Darrow Kinnead does. Darrow Kinnead tackles. Gets it back to Crowley. They must break this one free. They do. They get it back. William Kirby gets it, and William Kirby sends it high and sends it over the bar. A very good point for Kerry once again. And that was just working the extra man and working him and getting their score eventually through William Kirby.
William Kirby, Darrell Kennedy picked the ball up, turned around, passed it out to Johnny Crowley, the first man, passed it to William Kirby. William Kirby, the man from Austin Sachs. I met his father this morning in the Gresham, Bill Kirby of the Brogue. He was fairly nervous, I can tell you, but his son is after scoring 2 points today.
Declan O'Sullivan fumbles it, regains it, gives it to Kirby again. Kirby has a shot from way out the field. It's dropping inside to Johnny Cowley. He fails to hold it. Hopping ball inside, but it's gathered by Peter Burke, and he sends it out to David Heaney. David Heaney coming bursting out of defence, getting it out along the wing to Father Gardner. Father Gardner, 40 yards from his own goal, tackled by Liam Hassett, gets it out to Pat Kelly. Pat Kelly, the man who's knocking Cooper, runs into Kerryman, gets it back to Heaney. However, Heaney tackled by three or four Kerry players. He has to pass it back once again to Father Gardner, but this time McDonald is back helping them, and McDonald gets it away towards James Nallon. James Nallon back towards McDonald, and McDonald was being fouled by Emma Fitzmaurice, and is there going to be it's just a ticking off for Emma Fitzmaurice, and they have got away quickly with a free. And here comes soloing up the field is Pat Kelly. Pat Kelly has come way up on challenge. They want to be taking him. Here's a free shot. And sends it to the left. It's a good job. He's not a scoring forward. He was left come. He's the man that's playing, or was marking Colm Cooper, and is still marking him. He's gone way back to the cornerback spot again.
He is limber. What the Kerry defenders are doing, they're leaving a loose man come in, a loose man who mightn't be able to score. And what was going on off the ball when all that was happening, Conor Mortimer, Trevor Mortimer were being marked so tight by their markers they couldn't get away, so they were concentrating on the danger men, which is working very, very effectively.
Kerry in for the break again. Fitzmaurice this time to Declan O'Sullivan, one toe to hand, then a skyscraper of a ball dropping in the direction of Johnny Crowley. Johnny knocks it down for Cooper. What a turn by Colm Cooper, and what a point by Colm Cooper. That's magnificent football by Kerry. Back to the old style catch and kick, knock it down and take your chance,
and knock it down and take your point, put it up and put it up on the scoreboard. Big high ball went in. Johnny Crowley, the Glenfest man, he's from knock hands out in Glenfest, broke the ball down. And Colm Cooper, he's marched on a bully on the cock road just outside Killarney, got the ball turned around, left leg over the barrel, lovely point, great football by Kerry. And the high ball, all the high ball continuously has caught the Mayo defence. They don't know what to do. They were expecting a low ball. Well, Jack Connell said he's giving them a high ball.
Yeah, and Mayo's taking the free quickly inside here. The ball coming inside nicely towards Brian Maloney. Tomás O'Shea with him. He's trying to take on Tomás O'Shea. Sends it back towards McDonald. He misses it. Conor Mortimer gets it. Conor Mortimer. Ah, nice little bit of robbery there by Mark. But Mortimer gets it back. Gets it to McDonald. The left foot. Pulls it to the left and wide. A good attempt. It just didn't have the space to bring it around properly.
Yeah, but Kerry have learned an awful lot from the last defeat last year by Tyrone, because Kerry are certainly using good swarming tactics today without fouling. Anytime a Mayo man get the ball, there's three or four men around him.
Yeah, they're closing them down.
They're closing them down.
And O'Sullivan is always back to lend a hand. You notice that, and Liam Hassett isn't far away either. This ball is coming way over towards Kirby. He fouls his man first. He pulls it down then, neatly enough. However, the free kick taken quickly by David Brady for Conor Mortimer. Pushed away from him, and nicely pushed away from him by Tom O'Sullivan. And away comes Aidan O'Mahony for Kerry. Aidan O'Mahony drills another high ball inside towards Cooper. A brilliant pick of freedom by Colin Cooper. And Colin Cooper, caught with the ball, gives it to Johnny Crowley. He can't get his pass away, and he's turned upside down, and it's a free-in for the Kingdom. A free-in about 35, 40 yards out, almost straight in front of the post. Colin Cooper is down, feeling his side or his back there, and in comes the trainer, and he's really making ground going across that field.
He is indeed, Liam, until Colin Cooper's back, because this big high ball came in, and which is coming in, raining in the Kerry forwards all day, and raining in the Mayo defence. High ball came in, Colin Cooper went up to catch it. He got a very hard knock straight into the small of the back. Well, what's the small of the back or the big of the back? I don't know, but he got it in the back anyway, and that's a very, very painful thing. Got the ball, passed it out to Johnny Crowley. Johnny Crowley was fouled, and Darren Pineda
was made to take the free, and he couldn't really take his a run, because Colin Cooper and the trainer Michal Lynch were blocking him. Michal Lynch rather was blocking him, so he came into the goalkeeper, and the Mayor came away with it. They've lost it to Colin Cooper, no better man, as he goes right in into the 14. Colin Cooper, was he brought down? He wasn't, since the ref was going to give a free out. He's not. Darren Pineda has it. Darren Pineda to get Conor Sullivan. He can turn on his left. Declan O'Sullivan turning but sending it to the right and wide. There should have been a point there.
Oh, there should have been a point by Kerry. Colin Cooper dispossessed his man. Yeah, went in. He had goal in his mind. He was pulled down. He wasn't fouled, in my opinion. He wasn't fouled. Got up, passed the ball to Canada. Canada to Declan O'Sullivan, and the Drummond Pearson man from a very, very scoreable position pulled the ball back wide. That should have been another point by Kerry. They're after missing a free and they're missing a point there now. That should have been two more points for Kerry. They wouldn't want to be getting that target.
1:15 to 1:10 it is. Paul Gallivan fouls as Kerry knocked the ball down. him that Liam Hassett's near here. Hassett, can he put his name on the scoreboard? In on the right foot. He can. He sends it high, but it's left and it's wide. They're throwing away a few chances now. Liam Hassett had a great chance of his own point there.
There is indeed Liam Hassett, the long range of the man. And let us say at this stage, I want to say to John Clifford, the great long range of chairman who had that awful tragedy when his son Noel was killed in Australia during the week. His remains will be brought home. John and all your family, we're thinking about you. You're a great GM and yourself. Your son was a lovely lad and we send your sympathies. And we're thinking about you in Croke Park in this day. Lovely, lovely family.
Football, John Clifford, and we're all so saddened by that news. Back with the game. The kick out comes again. That is marvellous, William Kirby. Marvellous. Gives it to Tom Sullivan. And he sends Paul Gallivan scuttling towards goal. He must score this one. He does. Set for it high and over the bar by Paul Gallivan. Other referee had blown his whistle and poor Paul has denied his point. He doesn't score an awful lot of them, so the ball called back and it's going to be free in from the 14 yard line, and Darrow Kinnaird, I'm sure, should be able to dispatch this one over. 1:15 to 1:05 at the moment. Kerry all over them. 12 and a half minutes into the second half. It's the All-Ireland Senior Football Final from Croke Park. It's brought to you by Radio Kerry in association with Manor West Retail Park, Inverleigh, Darrow Kinnaird, Boylan Che, August 15, Che, Gascoe Boyle, Harren Vasnon, Pooley Nella, the Varro of Kinnaird, Kerry, Hayna Shadium, Mio, Hayna Cooig, Ian Coolini, Giogatara, Trino Matib, Emhessa, Dark Tarnala, Agaskan, Ian Kurishdakanekara, Ian of Igmuyo, Erfun Tarshi, Kiri, Saklahasho. Here he comes, Peter Burke, the man from Kiltimach, with the kick out. Owen Brosnan goes high for it, holds on to it very well indeed, to Declan O'Sullivan. Declan O'Sullivan in the centre to Tomás. Tomás to Fitzmaurice, on to his clubmate Gallivan. Here comes Paul Gallivan, going across, sending a high ball in the general direction of Cooper. That's too high. Over Johnny Crowley. Crowley almost grabbed this, but Peter Burke denies him. Pushed up by Johnny Crowley. And away for David Heaney for Mayo. He sends it to Kieran McDonald. Kieran McDonald up along the wing for Alan Dillon. Alan Dillon with Marshy inside him. A long ball, a nice ball in. But eventually it comes there towards Mihal. Or Michael Conroy. Conroy getting inside to David Heaney with some way upfield. Oh, he's pulled down by Hassett. That's going to be a card.
Yellow card.
Yellow card for Liam Hassett.
Liam, a change has taken place then the last couple of minutes. Conor Mortimer has been taken off the right corner forward and he's replaced by number 27, Andy Moran.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Gary. I think I saw the blonde head disappearing into the dugout there. Here's another blonde head, the blonde braided head of Kieran McDonald, sending it over the bar for Mayo's first point in quite some time. Their second in the second half. 1:16 to 1:6 it stands, and we have just 14 and a half minutes gone. So, well, Mayo's still with their chance in this game. It has 20 minutes of normal time almost left, and if they're going to make an impression, probably would need a goal for the way, composed way Kerry are playing. By the way, in case you're listening to us on Midlands Radio 3, Kildare FM, Highland Radio, LMFM, or BBC Radio Ulster, you're quite welcome to join Radio Kerry in Croke Park, where David Grady goes high, doesn't hold it. Owen Brosnan just for Kerry, and Owen Brosnan has swung around. He takes the free quickly towards Johnny Crowley. Johnny didn't have the pace to come out for that one, and was knocked away from Johnny Crowley, and Mayo coming away in another attack, getting possession, and coming soloing up here is Alan Dillon. He sends it forward. Eamon Fitzmaurice comes out with the shoulder, beaten by Gary Ruan. Gary Ruan back to Alan Dillon. Alan Dillon getting it forward for Ruan again. Ruan beaten by Mike McCarthy. Eamon Fitzmaurice to McCarthy. There, William Hassett. He wasn't aware the ball was coming his way, but he got it towards Declan O'Sullivan, who gets it. Declan evades two challenges. Declan goes on. He's got that O'Kinnaid with him. Is he going to use him? He is. Gives it to Dara, 70 yards out. Dara inside for Johnny Crowley. Crowley smothers the ball all right, but he can't get it up because there's Mayo players all around him. And Patrick Keneally allows play to go on. And David Healy, David Brady to Kieran McDonald. Kieran McDonald, I think Fitzmaurice has decided to leave him go so far out. That was never going to evade Tomás O'Shea. Goes very high and pulls it down. And all on his own is William Kirby outside.
Mike Franken.
William Kirby as Mike Frank is warming up there in the line. William Kirby cross towards Declan O'Sullivan. Declan toward the hands, jumping his way through, finds the support from Paul Gallivan. It wasn't the best pass. Paul Gallivan to Colin Cooper. Cooper making tracks again. Again he throws off his man. He's just to tip it over the bar, and that's just what he does. Tips it over the bar. 116, 117 to 16, and Colm Cooper's magic.
Colm Cooper's magic, the Gooch, lovely football, lovely style, lovely balance, left leg, and Declan O'Sullivan, he's like a belly dancer, he's a fella like skating in ice, the way he's going around his men, left, falling left, beautiful balance. Mike Frank Russell is after warming up, I think they might be taking off Johnny Crowley. Seamus Boynton is also warming up, we'll keep an eye on what's going to happen there soon. Lovely point by Colm Cooper, Kerry ahead now, 117 to 16.
A high ball inside towards Trevor Martin, pushed away by Mike McCarthy and grabbed by Aidan O'Mahony, whose soundness personified. And another man took Eamon Fitzmaurice. He's as sound as could be as well. And so is William Kirby. The ball dropped in again. Johnny Crowley goes up. Johnny Crowley wins the ball that was never his. That's what Kerry are doing today. Now he's on the ground. Now the referee says, blows his whistle and here's the ball to the free, or is he going to hop the ball? Well, it's Freeze Warren to Kerry, and it's taken very quickly. And well, way up there, helping the attack. Momentarily was Tom O'Sullivan. He got it back there, and the ball eventually has gone to the left and has gone wide. That kick from Owen Brosnan, after he'd been put in possession by Tom O'Sullivan, who's following the wandering Andy Morden, the soap, who came in a few moments ago. He's picked him up. Anyway, from the free, the ball goes back, picked up there for Mayo. By another one of their substitutes, that is by Andy Morden again. He sends it away up the far wing. That's playing around with it there, coming in from the far side and sending a good looking ball inside. It goes over the bar, high and all the way over the bar. That's a very good point for the Mayo men. And that was scored by Alan Dillon. Or is it Brian Maloney? Is it Alan Dillon?
Yeah, Alan Dillon Lehman, who's a lovely point.
He can take freeze from that angle as well. Often does. Alan Dillon from the far side there, sending Mayo. One for Mayo. They pull it back to 10 points again. 117 to 17. The stopwatch says 18-18. 18 minutes and 18 seconds. We're all well past the halfway stage of the second half. Up they go for it. Won by David Brady for Mayo against two Kerry men. Tackled by Tomás O'Shea. Fouled. Going to take the free himself. And Mayo going to throw last-ditch effort at Kerry. What excitement of their fans if they could get a goal now. David Brady has found a loose man over here. And that was slack backing, very slack backing. And that's another point for Mayo. They're coming, they're creeping back. They're creeping back slowly at Kerry. Creeping back gradually at them. And
Liam Lassett is coming off, and Seamus Moynihan is coming on. Listen to the cheer. Listen to the roar for Seamus Moynihan.
Seamus Moynihan coming into the game. Liam Lassett.
Seamus Moynihan is going to play directly at right half forward. Well, Jack Connor, I told him there's no need going too deep. Seamus is at play around the middle and play at right half forward.
That was Andy Morden scoring that point for Mayo. Now they're back with 9 points of Kerry. Dermot Murphy, Kerry must get their act together again, get upfield and get a few more. Moynihan is going up for this ball. It's well won by Paul Gallivan. Paul Gallivan, nice one for Kerry. Here comes Owen Brosnan, going in the centre. His last possession, however, and picked up for Mayo there by Paddy Gardner, and Mayo come away with it. Andy Moran getting it out there towards Ronan McGarrity. Ronan McGarrity for James Nallon. Nallon coming away upfield here. He's fouled by Fitzmaurice. He'd want to be careful, Eamon Fitzmaurice would want to be careful.
Well, there's one thing about this Mayo team, Liam. They're setting that line down. They're coming back, and they're coming back at Kerry in a big way. They're 117 to 18. They have a long race to go. It's a big ride all the time now. But fair play to Mayo. They're coming and coming and coming in waves and waves after attack. And that's a yellow card for Eamon Fitzmaurice.
Yeah, he wants to be careful from now on. Kieran McDonald drills a high ball inside. McCarthy will go for it. The ball broken down. Racing onto Brian Maloney. Brian Maloney in possession. Brian Maloney's taken on Romani. Beaten by Aidan O'Mahony. So easy to do when you're so confident as that. Gets it out to Tomás O'Shea. Tomás O'Shea, well, he uses Seamus Moynihan. And the Kerry roar as Moynihan goes forward. Gives it to Paul Gallivan. Here comes Paul. Tipping it forward for Colm Cooper. Colm, 50 yards out from the Kerry goal. Colm Cooper still throwing a hand across the centre. Lovely ball for Johnny Crowley. Has Johnny got a runner here for himself? Johnny sending it to Colm Cooper again. Colm Cooper back to Crowley. Johnny Crowley. He's got Seamus Moynihan to spare on the far side. And he's got Paul Gallivan inside him if he wants him. He sends it inside instead. And now Paul Gallivan has it. Now Paul Gallivan tries from an angle. And now Paul Gallivan sends it over the bar. Who said Paul Gallivan couldn't score from an angle now as well as everything else? Brilliant score by Paul Gallivan.
There'll be bonfires in Finnoog tonight of Kerry win for Paul Gallivan. And Mike Frank Russell is coming on. A great score for Kerry. 6 men involved and Seamus Mine at the end of it. Mike Frank Russell comes on and he comes on for Johnny Crowley, who was an absolutely superb game for Kerry. He gets a huge round of applause. Johnny Crowley, the confessed man. What a game he's played. Gary.
Johnny Crowley's got a brilliant reception from the Kerry supporters. And then, as you say, Mike Frank Russell gone in at left corner forward.
Yeah, and back we come with the play. And it's Kerry in possession again. Declan O'Sullivan going up the far side of the field, 30 yards out, very near the sideline. Takes on his man there, Declan O'Sullivan. The strength of him, but he's the Mayo man pulling off him. And that's going to be another free in. And Colum Cooper will be going out to take this one as we have 22 minutes of the second half gone. It's the All-Ireland Senior Football Final from Croke Park. It's brought to you by Radio Kerry in association with Manorwerk West Retail Park in Tralee. Colum Cooper pulls the socks up a little bit, then pulls them down again. Then he decides to take the free from his hands. From the 14-yard line, he cuddles it in. He didn't cuddle it enough. He went across the face of the goal and left and wide. 22 and a half minutes gone. 1:18 for Kerry. 1:08 for Mayo. A 10-point gap between the sides as we come into the last quarter of the game. Well, Mayo, I suppose, never, you could say they never really have got into this game yet. They have Trevor Mortimer out now again on Eamon Fitzmaurice with Kieran McDonnell inside of the full forward position. Mike racing onto the ball there, independent as could be with Tom O'Sullivan, when his jersey was pulled back. And Thomas come way out the field now because since Andy Morton came on, he has been wandering, and Tom has been wandering with him. Here's the free taken by Moynihan. Way up to the corner to Mike Frank. Mike Frank getting a big cheer. He's got Colum Cooper inside him. He sends a nice low ball to Cooper. Cooper sends a lovely ball across. That is for Willem Kirby. Kirby never misses from that position. And he sends it over the bar. Intelligent football. 1:19 to 1:08. And surely at this stage, with 23, almost 24 minutes gone, that Sam is on his way to the kingdom now.
Mike Frank to Colum Cooper, Cooper to Kirby, and the Austin Staxman, his third point from the middle of the field. We might have another sub coming on, Jorkeef, another Austin Staxman. He's a selected with my own man from the Killarney Legion, Johnny Cullity, and Jack O'Connell's also down there. They're going to bring on another sub now in a minute. We'll keep an eye on what's happening down here. Gary, keep an eye on what's happening. But that was Willem Kirby, the Austin Staxman, his third point of a player.
And he gets the fist to this ball, but it's gathered there for Mayo by Conor Morden. Took Kieran McDonnell. Kieran McDonnell to David Brady. Brady coming to the 21. Danger here as Maloney gets it. Bang in, but it's gone to the right and it's gone wide.
Yeah, great chance by Brian Maloney there. He got through, but the Kerry defence were converging on him and converging on him fairly fast. And when you see men like that coming down and you get rid of the ball fairly fast, he was at a very, very difficult angle. I don't think he'd have beaten Dermot Murphy, the dingle man from there. And he was at a very awkward angle, ballooned the ball and pulled the ball wide, pulled it badly wide, and the Kerry sub warming up.
Ronan O'Connor of St. Michael's Filemore is warming up. He hasn't seen any action so far this year, but he is going to play in the All-Ireland Final. Ronan is going to come on. As yet, I haven't confirmation who's going to come off.
Paul Gallum goes high. The ball fits away from him. But only as far as Owen Brosnan, they've lost it. Mayo going in that little bit harder now. Kieran McDonnell. Conor Mortimer, Ronan McGarrity has gone wide for him. But he's fouled by Owen Brosnan. That's going to be a hit. He wasn't. And there are 3 days of play going on. It's Andy Morden for Mayo. Andy Morden away into the corner towards Michael Conroy. Michael Conroy, is he going to try Matt O'Shea here? And he's there with a great chance here. Finds a great lockdown by Mike McCarthy for a 45. A wonderful lockdown by McCarthy from Andy Morden for a 45.
That was an absolutely superb lockdown, and a few of the Mayo people were going in. The players, they were kind of asking for, was it a foot block? Well, it wasn't a foot block as such, but it was a great lockdown. Ronan O'Connor, he's going to come on. I was talking to one of the Kerry selectors during the week. I won't say who, do not. He said to me, Ronan O'Connor's a great prospect.
Kieran McDonnell has got that ball, and he sends it to the right and wide. Well, there was a great chance for him inside the 50-yard line. Plenty of space, but he just sort of rushed his kick and sent it to the right and wide. Kerry 1:19. Mayo 1 goal and 8 points.
Then Michael Filemore are going to have a man into the All-Ireland final in a couple of minutes.
Well, that's great news for St. Michael Filemore.
Yeah, and
Filemore, fair play to him.
I can confirm to you that Ronan O'Connor is going to go in for Dara O'Connor. A slight hamstring strain by Dara, so Ronan will go in full forward.
Well, Kennedy certainly, if any man has done his piece today, as they go up for that ball, that's a fine piece of feeling by David Brady. Quiet at Mayo, not play him from the start. He's fouled. Kieran McDonald takes the free. He's trying to find his man inside there. The man with Michael Conroy is knocked away from him by Mark Bolshay. And he was given. Well, that's great going by Aidan O'Mahony. Seamus Moynihan, he's going to be over carrying this ball in a minute. He is. He ran into heavy traffic. Heavy Mayo traffic there.
And Aidan O'Mahony, the man from Rathmore, he came out with that ball, and one of the Mayo men came at him, and they met shoulder to shoulder like two bulls, and it was Mahony that came out. There's a sub coming on there, Gary.
Yeah, Ronan O'Connor, as I say, going in, team captain, Dara Kennedy coming off, and I tell you, just so close down here, I even passed the ball myself to Kieran MacDonald.
Ronan O'Connor, the man from St. Michael's Finemore.
High kick dropping inside now. Mike McCarthy going up for it. The ball held inside there by Ronan McGarrity. Ronan McGarrity look trying for a penalty. A snapshot. A great save by Diarmaid Murphy from Michael Conroy's snapshot. He sends it over the bar with Diarmaid Murphy a left and waiting and diving and tipping it over.
That was an absolutely brilliant save. A wonderful save by Diarmaid Murphy. It was Michael Conroy who got that ball coming on snapshot. It came out of a huge crowd. There is nothing more difficult for a goalkeeper than to be called into action when you haven't handled the ball all day long, and that one was going into the top right hand corner of the net. Murphy, the dingle man, threw himself up, got his two hands to the ball, turned it over the bar for a point. Magnificent save by Diarmaid Murphy.
A fine kick out by Diarmaid Murphy, way past the halfway again, and it's held by Seamus Moynihan. Seamus Moynihan tips it neatly forward for Ronan O'Connor. Ronan O'Connor getting to Declan O'Sullivan. Declan having a shot from 40 yards. This is going to drop shot. It's not. It's going to go to the right. And it's going wide. And Kerry couldn't give a damn. I'd say this day. That's 28 minutes gone. 7 minutes of normal time left in the game. Mayo will hardly score 11 points in that 7 minutes. 119 to 109 for Kerry. Things looking good for the Kingdom. For another title. This will be All-Ireland number
34. 33, Liam. 33. The same as when Our Lord died at 33.
Paul Gallivan had the game 34. He's had to Seamus Moynihan. Seamus Moynihan, can he cap everything with a score? He's not going to take a score. He gives it to Colin Cooper. And to Mike Frank, and Mike Frank tries it with the right foot way out of the field, goes away to the right and goes wide.
Paul Gallivan got
they're all trying to get a point now, especially the new fellas. A short kick out to Pat Kelly. Pat Kelly bringing it further out there to James Nallan. James Nallan to Kieran McDonald. Kieran McDonald to Trevor Mortimer. Mortimer throwing a hand up the far side of the field. A high left for a ball inside now. Up they go for it. And Diarmaid Murphy will police this ball well wide of his uprights, and the ball gone wide.
Yeah, and there's another Kerry man down injured on the far side of the field. We keep an eye. It looks to me like to somebody with a cramp or something like that. What's happening there?
It's Eamon Fitzmaurice who's down over the far.
Paul Gallivan is also in trouble. Paul Gallivan shipped a very heavy knock there while ago on his shoulder, and he's gone down.
Well, there are a couple of more subs to be bringing in. I think Tommy Griffin will get a goal. It'd be nice to see Tommy Griffin coming on. I think seeing as he contributed so well, or maybe Paddy Kelly, whichever. We've also John Sheehan there. There are 20 subs to be brought on if Kelly needs to do so. They've only three on the field already against four that Mayo have brought on. The Tyrone Miners brought on their five subs well before the end of the game. It's 119 to 109. There is almost 30 minutes up. We're coming into the last 5 minutes of normal
and
time.
And David Heaney's gone off the Mayo team. The
He's been replaced by 22 Paddy Navin, who's just come in.
Well, that's very disappointing for David Heaney, because Heaney came into this game potential all-star, was wrecked by that up in the edge of the opening 20 minutes, switched off him and never got his confidence back, and I think there goes his all-star. Surely though, maybe Diarmaid Murphy has made for that team. Eamon Fitzmaurice bursting forward. Good ball out along the wing towards Kirby. Kirby coming in for another chance of a score. Fisted to the left. Back to Pat Kelly for Mayo. Pat Kelly sends it further out there towards Paddy Navin. Paddy Nevin getting way out to McDonald. Here on McDonald. And another good ball as he picks out Alan Dillon. Alan Dillon trying to turn from off here. Turning in the centre. Getting it back now towards Brian Maloney. Maloney goes for the point, but sends it away over to the far side and wide.
Yes, but Mayo find that they're kicking off at a wise, and the reason why is, Liam, because they've been knocked so tight and so close by the Kerry defenders. When they do get loose, they're little bit unnerved about not having the Kerry defender down on top of them. They're getting opportunities to score, and of course the wind is also whirling out there. And now I see Paddy Kelly warming up out down there.
Yeah,
as you said,
Paddy Kelly, that's for sure. Well, he's getting his reward now for his quarter-final display. As Kerry come away with Eamon Fitzmaurice, a lovely ball to Moynihan. Moynihan an equally good one inside towards Mike Fang. It goes down, but manages to get the ball away out far side towards they're working it in the mid now towards Declan, but that's the Mayo defence. Well, there they are, Gary Rowan, who would be captain of Mayo in place of Fergal Costello, who will drop. And away they get it towards Kieran MacDonald. MacDonald still as competitive as ever, still trying hard. He's trying to set up something inside for Mayo. There's a lot of Kerrymen in around there though as well. Sends it away over the wing there. Towards Alan Dillon. Alan Dillon fists one inside. That's dropping in towards Conor Moran. Conor Moran trying to send jimmies around the place. They're not being bought there by too many of the Kerry players. And it goes back outside towards Andy Moran. He tries his luck and goes to the left and goes wide.
Yeah, but once again, it's great covering, great mass covering by the Kerry defenders.
Yeah.
Paddy Kelly is coming on, and he's going to come on there. He's going to take them. There's a Paul Gallivan who shipped a heavy knock while ago there. Is that right, Gary?
You're spot on there, Weishi. Yeah. Paul Gallivan coming to the sideline, getting a great reception, getting the handshake from Jack O'Connor, and Paddy Kelly goes straight in and wing forward.
Well, that's good enough. Nice to see the Bell and Longford lad getting his chance, especially as I said, and he did so well in the quarter final for an inexperienced young lad. 32.5 minutes. What are we going to have extra? Well, we'll see that in just a second. Up they go for it. Well, up very, very high into the air there went Paddy Kelly, but he didn't hold it. However, Kerry has the ball. Kirby has it into Mike Frank. Mike Frank has options here. The one he uses, Colin Cooper. No ball by Cooper. That's brilliant by Colin Cooper to run on. Run on, pulling it in. No, off the outside of the upright and wide.
And just run on, O'Connor, I can tell you, he's an upcoming Kerry star. He's only young fella. He's from St. Michael's by Moore. But I can tell you, I've been watching him in training. And once again, the selectors continue what they're doing all year. Anyone just playing well in training, showing good for him, they'll give him his break. And that's what they're doing with run on, O'Connor. They've sprung him out of nowhere, Liam.
Yeah, well, he's been playing quite well for his club and for South Kerry for a couple of years now, and it was a good underage man. Up they go for it. David Brady pulls it down. David Brady going in. He's got a run up beside him, Trevor Mortimer. Brady again finds Mortimer now. Great chance here for Mayo. That's a great save by Buckley, but he can do nothing about the rebound. It's sent into the net there by Michael Conroy.
Yes, it was a brilliant save by James Murphy. And it was rebounded back out. Conor Mortimer was there on the vertical square. He never caught the ball. He just pulled in it, he doubled it and put it right into the back of the net. But that was an absolutely superb run up the field by Brady, opened up the Kerry defence, and Mortimer was there on the rebound after a great save to blast the ball into the back of the net. It's 2-9 to 1-19.
19 to 2-9.
But no more than what Mayo deserved, in fairness to them.
Well, they've tried, they kept trying anyway. 1-19, that's only a 7-point lead now for Kerry. They wouldn't want to let them get him much closer because we still have a little bit of injury. And Kirby was pushing. It's a free in for Mayo. Kerry must get back now and defend it, not giving away any more soft scores. Mayo lofting the high ball now. Kerry were doing it early on. But back there and grabbing the ball safely is Tom O'Sullivan for Kerry. Tom busting his way out. He's got his man outside him here. Declan O'Sullivan to Seamus Moynihan. Seamus Moynihan holds the ball brilliantly up and then gives it away nicely there for Paddy Kelly. Paddy Kelly sends it way up the side of the field for Ronan O'Connor. Ronan O'Connor is fouled and that's going to be free for Kerry. And Fitzmaurice with the ball in his hands, looking to see. 2 minutes, that means there's 2.5 minutes left in the game. He gives it to Cooper, and Fitzmaurice has made the run. Can Eamon put his name on the score here? Well, Mayo makes sure he can, and he throws the ball to Colin Cooper. But Colin Cooper sends it to the left and sends it wide. I don't think they could care less at the moment. We're just at the end of the 35 minutes. We have 2 minutes now of added time. Brendan Guiney.
Brendan Guiney's going to come in, Liam. Jack are very anxious to bring him in just to give him a run off all Ireland final day. I don't know yet who's coming off.
Well, we'll see about that in a minute. However, it's Mayo back in the attack with Pat Kelly. Coming forward, Pat Kelly for Trevor Mortimer again. Mortimer from way out the field, drops a high one inside. Eamon Murphy comes out, safely gathers it, sends it out to Tomas. Tomas O'Shea to Mike McCarthy, to Declan O'Sullivan. 50 yards out, taking on Kieran MacDonald. McCarthy has come to help him. Mike McCarthy, he loves to run upfield like this. Mike McCarthy, Colin Cooper was trying to keep up to him in the wing, but he couldn't. They get the ball to Paddy Kelly, and then gets it back. Then gets it away over to William Kirby. William Kirby for Mike Frank. Mike Frank is having a route at this one. Mike Frank is pulling it in. And it's over the bar. Mike Frank. Frank has got his name on the scoreboard. Point number 20 for Kerry.
My Frank,
a goal and 20 points to two goals.
The darling of the loan. Check down the statue of the goat behind there. Take it down and put up my Frank Russell statue. Put it up.
Mark O'Shea coming off of it.
Mark O'Shea is coming off his right.
Come on.
Come on, O'Shea. Who's going on there?
Brendan Gagne is going in.
In the Stone Emmett's man.
Brendan Gagne is going in at right half back. And Mark O'Shea getting a big hug from Jack O'Connor as he comes off to the sideline. We've put his six in hand. It's all over. It's all over. A goal and 20 to two goals and nine. And I scored half of 10 minutes of the game. A quick 15 anyhow. There was never any doubt of where Sam Maguire was going for 2004. It was going to the Kingdom and Donald Canadian. Down to you, Gary.
Thanks indeed, Liam. Joe O'Keefe joins me, Victoria selector, Gerard Turnerall there. Just, you must be very happy, man.
A very happy man. We had the homework done since last October. You know, we had only one thing in our minds at the start of the year. And we knew that this team was good enough. We just had to get them going from the park. We had a fantastic winter period. We won the league, you know, the championship. And like we picked fantastic football for Saturday. You know, he blotted out. So, you know, it's been a terrific day for us.
I watched you and Jack and the boys on the sideline today. Very cool. Something that's rubbed off onto the players, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the way we wanted to be. Like, over the last couple of days, we've been very calm, no pressure. The build-up only started just about 5 minutes before we got on the bus coming to Crow Park. Nothing major. These guys knew what they were at. There's been 3 years of disappointments. And to hell with all those pundits who didn't give us any plaudits. We're Sam Maguire winners, and we deserve it.
Yeah, well done. Thank you. That's you for the moment, Liam.
Okay, Gary, thank you there, Gerard. Keith, congratulations to Ger and indeed for the whole management set up under Jack O'Connell, to my old friend Johnny Cullity. Many congratulations to him, indeed, Johnny, one of the old stock, and certainly also to Jack O'Connell and to trainer Pat Flanagan, who certainly, as we have been pointing out, game after game, he's brought his Kerry team in as fresh as a daisy all the time from one game to the next week.
Yes, indeed, Liam. Congratulations to everybody involved. County board, players, management and everybody. Kerry have won their 33rd All-Ireland title. They've won their 33rd play in their 50th final. And a huge sea of green and gold rolls across Croke Park. Thanks be to God they're not being stopped from coming on. And they're gathering below in front of us because Darrow Canada is going to be presented with the Sam Maguire. He's the 33rd Kerry man to lead Kerry to victory. Ty Gorman did it away back in 1903. You'd Aston Stack, Tap Costello, Dick Fitzgerald and Phil Sullivan. John Joe Sheehy, Joe Barrett, Tom Grosslin, Joe Barrett, Mikey Doyle, Tom Connell, Dan Spring, Bill Dillon, Penny Kennedy, James Murphy, John Dowling, Mick O'Connell, Sean Oak, Sheehy, Johnny Cullity, Tony Sullivan, Mickey O'Sullivan, Dennis Ogie Moran, Tim Kennelly, Joe Powell, Jimmy Deanahan, Ambrose O'Donovan, Paddy Shea, Tommy Doyle, Liam Hassett, and Seamus Moynihan. Liam, all great men and true.
No doubt about it, and Darrow Canada joins them, and definitely joins them with distinction. And he played his part, the captain's part today. The second great man after Paddy O'Shea to Captain Kerry, to All Ireland victory to take the Sam Maguire. Oh God, they got so free. Let Darrow Canada up by on the Hound. They've won from the Brennan and from the Scott from the Brennan. Far Oosol, August Peladoid Oontop. Oh God, it was flesh. And what a day for him. As he takes the Sam Maguire, Owen Brosnan coming up along there with William Kirby. How much ball did William Kirby play in this game? He played an awful amount of it. Got his score as usual. And Liam Hassett coming up there, the Owl Warrior, one of the survivors from back in 97.
And the Kerry man is going to present the Sam Maguire to Kerry man, Liam.
Well, yes, Sean Kelly, president of the GAA, presenting Sam Maguire to Darrow Canada. A historic and a happy moment for the Kingdom. And look at that, a sea of green and gold. It's about time, we see. We didn't see it for 4 years, you know.
It's an absolutely wonderful sight as the roar, Kerry, rises up into the sky here at Croke Park. A wonderful, superb, sublime sight as Darrow Canada, the man from the Great Duck, who has given such great credit and service to Kerry, he's coming up. Sean Kelly from Kilcommon is going to hand over to Sam Maguire to Darrow Canada from the parish of the Great Duck.
Well, no, Dermot Duffy, my old pupil at CBS, and, well, I think I helped him in his goalkeeping by putting him in there with my friend Bosco Knagul, because he couldn't play anywhere else. But sure, didn't he make a great goalkeeper? He was very big. He was able to catch it. He's still able to catch it. He's able to save points. He's also able to save goals, as he proved there in the closing stage of the game when he dived brilliantly to parry Michael Conroy's shot and tip it over the bar.
Yes, and at the sound, maybe somebody feels able to say that I'd be kind of leaning towards my own, but I'd like you, I want to say well done to Johnny Cullity, that old grey fox Johnny Cullity, who was here 50 years ago when the Miners were beaten, and indeed my own John Cronin, who was a sub today. Now that Sean Kelly, as he speaks, the green and gold rises high in Croke Park, and what a sight this is going to be when your old friend back there, Dano Canada, lifts the cup.
Well, Johnny Cullity was here 35 years ago to take the cup in 69, you know, for Kerry as well, as captain.
Jack Connor and Pat Flanagan and George Keefe, what a wonderful job they all did. Pat Flanagan, I've been lauding his praises all year. He kept them so fresh. And the cool, calm Jack O'Connor, he did an absolute... What a sight here in Croke Park. Absolutely wonderful.
And now Sean O'Callaghan, come up there on, come and look, Class Gael. Again, loudish and slow and sore on going him off. I can say, hello. Lockmore, Concurrent, Semagui, a horse there, Garo Canada, Garo Canada, and the rest of the Brother Glocker, they come Semagui, and they are both in there. It's a bad and a hound, Garo Canada, poor God of a slash, what a great day for the rest of Frankfurt Kerry, and especially for Garo Canada, a proud man, as he lifts aloft the Semagui trophy, and now presents. His few words in Irish, and he didn't have to write them, get them written out for him.
He did not. Dara Kinnear making his speech now in Irish, no doubt about it. And what a wonderful captain he is, and not alone that, but a lovely, lovely man and a lovely fella.
Well, he's addressing the crowd. There were two great speeches in the Irish language only given here by two gentlemen who received the hurling and football coach, Joe Connolly for Galway and Paddy O'Shea for Kerry. I don't know if that is going to keep going in Irish from start to finish, or whether it's going to break into English at certain stage. I'm sure the Kerry crowd down there, as they've thrown onto the field, seeing their droves, a massive Kerry crowd, and they've filled at least a good half of Croke Park.
Yeah, they stopped us coming on the Lehman 2000, remember they didn't leave us money.
It was a fairly pathetic presentation in 2000. Poor Seamus Mine and the lads isolated out there in the middle of the field. It didn't make sense. Whatever, if the pitch can take a few people walking on it, like they've been doing since the year the GA started, a historic and a notable occasion to celebrate their county's victory, I think anybody's entitled to do that, and to walk the green sward of Croke Park, and to say we were out there when Dara Canada accepted the Samogwell Cup in 2004. Well, we've been there quite a few times now since 19 Kerry's first Kerry's victory in the 60s in 1962. That's 42 years ago. That's how long I'm coming here, Weesh, anyway.
I come
in 1962.
In the 1955 was my first trip here. We'll be celebrating it next year, this 50 years. Kerry have won 32 titles. Dublin have won 22. Galway 9, Meath 7, Cork 6, Down 5, Cavan 5, Wexford 5, Kildare 4, Tipperary 4, Louth 3, Limerick 2, Mayo 3, Offaly 2, and Derry and Donegal, our man, Tyrone have won one each.
Kerry are 33 now.
Way out in front with 33 go the green and gold of the kingdom. What a week it's going to make, what a fortnight, and what a month, and what a year it's going to make in Kerry.
Well, leadership. And Dara Canada. Dara Canada is still going on in the Irish language, addressing the faithful out there. I suppose maybe 50% or 60% understand exactly what he's saying. Other people might be guessing, probably, but I think he's going to keep going. Asmailga, Dungadela, Arisson. Yeah, he's still going on now.
And the
Bell to Christopher, we'll check up together. A kind of law that you're on of Asmailga. John O'Mahony said, coming to today's game, he said leadership was required. And he said he thought Mayo had the leadership. from David Heaney. James Alec, get on the channel and tell him Mortimer. But it was shown, we should think, that John was mistaken, because the leadership came from Kerryman all along. Mike McCarthy at fullback, Eamon Fitzmaurice at centre half, Declan O'Sullivan and Darrell Kinnegia. The other men in the middle from Kerry were far more dominant. And when you throw Willem Kirby in the middle of the field and throw Colin Cooper, Johnny Cowley, Paul Gallivan, a lot more
important. Liam, there wasn't one weak link in there, the Kerry team today. Would that be fair comment to make?
Yeah, it's probably very hard to pick a man in the match.
Mahoney
was magnificent also.
In this superb, supreme time, let's not forget the men at the grassroots in Kerry, who are out Saturday after Saturday, week after week, with the juveniles, lining and pitches and putting up nets and everything, and transporting young fellas, and a huge crowd goes up again.
Darrell Kinnegia has done his speaking, all Australia here in Cork Park, and now is Kerry fair in turn.
And we're going down to Gary.
Down we go to Gary.
Yeah, thanks very much. Bit hectic down here at the moment, but I almost have Jackies within touching distance of me. Surrounded by photographers here, but he's making his way over towards me here, and so the players coming down. Yeah, here he comes. I have the man of the moment here, Jack. Right, Jack, you must be the happiest man in Ireland.
Yeah, Gary, doesn't get much better. Oh, this is all being all here. See those young fellas up there lifting that cup. They work so hard for the... We felt all during the week and this morning that we wouldn't be beaten. They deserve it, Gary. This team has taken a lot of criticism over the last 3 years, but look, it's all worthwhile. This
Jack, was a fair demolition job in the end.
Look, I don't like talking about demolition jobs, Gary. We won the game and we played. That's all we wanted. We wanted to lay the ghost of the last 3 years. I think we did it in style.
Thanks, Jack, very much. Back to you for the moment, Joe.
Good man, Gary, and congratulations to you, Jack O'Connor, indeed. There was an air of, Joe Mahoney and Weishi, both of you will agree with me here, that Jack's appointment and the appointment of his fellow selectors, Johnny Colsey, Joe O'Keefe, and his trainer and so on, they brought a sort of an air of consistency and probably common sense to the Kerry job. You know, they made the right moves at the right time without doing anything grandiose or anything like that.
I think so, Liam. Yeah, new bush always sweeps clean, and there's always that fine line between success and failure. That freshness that the three lads brought along with Pat Flanagan, they introduced new players for the league and throughout the championship. That paid off. We had the players all along to win the All-Ireland. Things just weren't clicking over the last number of years, but everything fell into place this year. Looking down on this is absolute utopia. It's the most beautiful sight in the world. Heroes won it all today, and anyone who says we don't appreciate All-Ireland in Kerry, they're talking absolute crap. This is beautiful. This is what Kerry football is all about and always will be.
Well, good man, Joe Manny. I thought Weishi Fogarty was the only person or miss. Weishi came out the minute and he says it's like looking down the lakes of Killarney. But as far as I can see out there, it's looking down on a sea of green and gold. We are now filling at least two-thirds of Croke Park, as every man, woman and child have come in. The stand on the far side, the new Cusack stand, is bare. All the Kerry people from it, the Mayo people are filing out, the Kerry people have come across here, the Kerry people are now, just about now, starting to leave the Hogan stands here, and still a lot of them hanging on for a glimpse of their heroes as they file down from the stand. They are going to get some buffeting when they go out into that mob down there. Of course, they're just slip around the corner to the dressing room, and the guard are down there to provide a channel for them. They would need it because you could get physically bruised down there, you know.
You could, Liam.
With the good wishes, and nobody meaning any except good wishes. Gary!
Yeah, thanks, Liam. Sean Walsh joins me. Sean, happy man, I suppose.
Yeah, we're relieved, delighted, you know, absolutely delighted. The boys worked hard all the year. They worked very, very hard all the year, and, you know, they deserve every accolade they're going to get for winning this All-Ireland.
Sean just makes up for the last couple of years in Cork Park.
Well, of course he does. When you win in All-Ireland, he makes up for everything, you know. But having said that, the players over the last couple of years, they came here and they tried their best, and it wasn't good enough on the day. But today we had started on the 31st of October. We are 11 months. This team are 11 months together. A quarter to eight in the morning outside in Lanzarote last January. And, you know, they deserve it. I must, of course, give the powers to Jack and Pat Flanagan and Joe O'Keefe and Johnny Cullity, who masterminded today's victory. They gave everything, and they were unrelenting in their pursuit for excellence, and I think they got near enough excellence today.
And finally, Sean, terrific Kerry support. A lot of happy Kerry faces down here.
I think that support has been there all the year. It started in Limerick, and we got the second goal against Limerick in the replay, and has followed us all through. And they've been there when we wanted it. I've always said, but the Kerry supporters are always there when we want them. We want them today, and by God, they're here in their thousands.
Sean, congratulations. Thanks for talking to us.
Liam, how would you rate this display in this All-Ireland final from all the finals you have seen back through the years? How do you rate it?
I would rate it way up there with the best of them. I would rate it as being a fresh, new approach to Kerry. There was no short passing game played. There was a return to a brand of traditional football that Mayo weren't ready for, as you said during commentary. They just weren't ready for it. Passing out, even our midfield with some high balls from the half-back line, and we had the men inside. Colin Cooper is as good a fielder as in the game when he gets the ball right, and when he's not playing in a joint or something like that. Mayo made a serious mistake putting a small man on him. Darrow Kinnaird is a fine fielder, and Crowley's as strong as a horse. I mean, he held up his end. That was a good decision to staff Johnny Crowley today, because they knew that the likes of Gary Rowan, an old-timer who could be maybe spoiling my friend, he couldn't do anything with Johnny Crowley because he had the physical strength to throw him off him. I think with a refreshing display of fine football, some nice catching at midfield by William Kirby and by Owen Brosnan at times, there was a lot of breaking ball there as well, and a lot of that breaking ball was won by Declan O'Sullivan or by Paul Gallivan or by Liam Hassett or by Tomás O'Shea, by Kerryman, who was hearing it. That dominated the whole scene earlier on. It was passionate, it was skillful and commanding.
Sure. It was nearly an all-round perfect 15 men display. They were only taking off fellas at the end, really, to give fellas a run, because there was no one then dead. Am I right or wrong in that?
You're absolutely spot on. We said it in half time, Rishi. That stoppy defending for the goalless side, it was as close to perfection as Kerry have given in a long, long time. I wouldn't have seen as many All-Irelands as you guys, but of all the All-Irelands I've seen, that was beautiful 35 minutes of football from Kerry in that first half. In the second half, they played exactly the way we said they would. They closed it down, they got on the impact players, gradually wore Mayo down. This was absolutely superb. It's as good a display as I've seen for Kerry in many, many a year.
And you know, Joe, they learned after the last 3 years, because they had the swarming tactics, they had the men working back, and they had the big buzzword work rate. They learned, Jack O'Connor and the lads learned, and they played the men who were in form and training the whole year. That was the consistency.
They did absolutely. Like we said earlier, it's a new broom that sweeps clean. Everything went according to plan for Kerry this year. Now, people will say Jack O'Connor has a history of being a lucky manager. That's irrelevant today. Jack O'Connor's game plan all the year through has been absolutely perfect. People said after the Tyrone game last year that we'd have to sacrifice football if we were to win our 33rd All-Ireland. Well, all year, Kerry have shown they have steel. Today, Kerry won with style, and that's brilliant. We won it playing the beautiful game, the game which has won 32 previous All-Irelands. Kerry today proved that we will not have to sacrifice the beautiful game to win All-Ireland ever.
Well done, Joe. Well done.
I agree, that's a good comment.
Liam, why did Jack O'Connor pick Johnny Cullity and Joe Keane? Why did he go for those two particular individuals now? That's one for you.
Well, he went for the wise old head with Johnny Cullity, no doubt about it, and the experience. And I think possibly had an idea of returning away from modern football, going back a little bit to more effective and more direct football. It's all Ger O'Keefe, because Ger is all energy. He's all a buzz, an energy man. He was a great player himself. He won the best displays of all time in Croke Park in the 1977 semi-final against Dublin down here. A great footballer and a good organiser as well. So I think he picked him for a mixture of experience of going back a while, and then a more modern, and himself would be more modern still. You know, he'd have been dealing with underage players and so on. You know, I think he picked a good mixture of wisdom, of knowledge, and of two former greats as well. That's noticeable. If Jack was a former great himself, he was a good strong footballer though with South Kerry and with Robert Pearson's, but he brought in two former stars with him. I'm not saying just to make up for his own lack of inter-county experience or anything like that, but it certainly helped their knowledge of the game, we say.
Now, you pay tribute to those men. I've been saying it all year consistently, Liam, Pat Flanagan. I've been saying it consistently. He's been absolutely superb. He's been magnificent. He knows so much about how to keep fellas fresh, how to keep them fit, and Joe, he brought them to the point today. They were so fresh. They got every single break. Every break was won by a Kerry man. And when you see the breaks being won, it means the people are on top of their game. Flanagan did a wonderful job.
Absolutely. Now, no disrespect to John O'Keefe, but from what we can understand down the last couple of years, the training regime was there for all 30. I think what Flanagan did was break it down, cater to the individual's needs. And again, everything that's gone on over the past 12 months or since the lads have been appointed, it's worked towards this day. It's come off absolutely perfectly. All along, they've got their tactics absolutely spot on.
Well, in fairness to John O'Keefe, Kerry wouldn't have won the All-Ireland in 2000 only for his training. Yeah. He trained them for the All-Ireland semi-final and the replay, and for the final and the replay in that final, so that knocks that in the head, Joe.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not taking anything away from John O'Keefe, but as the game changed, things changed, and Pat Flanagan adapted, Kerry.
Yeah.
Like I said, the freshness this year was key to us winning the All-Ireland title today. Now, while you've spoken about your guys, I'm going to say well done to William Kirby. William's a guy who's gotten an awful lot of grief. He's been scapegoated in the past. Today he stood up and was counted, and he's as close to anyone who's been man of the match. Austin Sachs have great tradition when it comes to All-Ireland finals. It's our 83rd medal as a club, All-Ireland senior football medals. That's a proud record. We've the best record in any club in Ireland. So well done to William Kirby and to absolutely everyone involved with the Kerry football team today. Lads, have we finally exercised the ghost of 2001, 2 and 3?
No doubt about it, John.
Liam is waving to somebody down there in the middle of the
road. That's my mother, all 86 years of age. Well,
yeah. And your brother, Joe. And who's the other lady with her?
The other lady is my sister.
Is your sister. Well, the best of luck to your mother. She's a wonderful lady, Liam. Out there in the middle of Croke Park where you're there yourself. Gary O'Sullivan is back there. Gary, what's the feeling down around there? Gary,
it's very good down there. There's a lot of happy faces down there. Jack has the boys close in for about 10 minutes before anyone can talk to them. But very, very happy faces, and it's about time. I suppose they had three or four very tough years there.
Well, that's all forgotten now, Gary. Thanks be to God. I think that we're back on track. As simple as that. And congratulations to everybody concerned. That's all I can say. We'll have a little celebration for a few days.
Absolutely. So what we're going to do now, because we're in dire need of an ad break, but more reaction from Croke Park after this break.
Kerry versus Mayo in association with Manor West Retail Park, Tralee.
Thank you, Lisa. And Rishi Fogarty is now speaking to me, Oliver Hurtig.
Michal, thanks for taking time out. I know you're very busy. I brought you away from your job. Thank you, Michal, and we'll see you in Kerry.
Okay, Rishi, thank you there. Just to mix up there with me, Oliver Hurtig. Liam, talk to me about the Kerry captain today. Daryl Kinnaird, a much maligned character. He said he's ups, he said he's downs. Maybe a guy who didn't get the credit deserved. There's a lot of talk that he was going to bow out at the end of this year. It's the ideal setting for him. He stood up and was counted today. If it is his last game for Kerry, what a way to sign off.
Ah, well, it would be, but I don't think it's his last game for Kerry. That is 29. There's another good... He lives an exemplary lifestyle. He's very fit. I think he'll go on for another while. Today's game will have given him renewed confidence. That's saying he's okay, that the back will be all right. It's bothering him now and again. Thanks be to God, it left him alone today. And his leadership was brilliant. From the word go, he was there to be counted. He got his scores. He destroyed David Heaney. He was moved off him very quickly. He also destroyed Gary Irwin when he came in on him. He couldn't hold him either. They played three different men on him. Neither of them was very successful. It was a great display by, and a great example by captain. I hate to see that's going on in front of me now when I see those big line of stewards. A lot of them are security men with English accents and guards driving the Kerry people off the pitch. That could give them at least until 6 o'clock and give them a small bit of time. Probably costing the GA maybe too much to pay for all them security men. But it's season after every All-Ireland final now, and I don't like it. I must say, they're squashing the Kerry people out towards the corners and Ellis 10, walking in a big line like an army up the middle of the field. There's no place for this, I think, Croke Park. I don't think it should be here. Sorry, Joe, I had to get that one in.
That's all right, Liam. We spoke about Darrell Kinnaird, one of a number of rejuvenated players under this new regime. Another man that stands out, Tom O'Sullivan, seemed to be going nowhere ahead of this season.
Outstanding year altogether. I think Tom copped himself on this year. Big time, Joe. I think he went out and he determined to get fit. Tom, I don't think Tom was fit for the last couple of years, really fit, out and out. You know, he's, of course, an unsociable job as a guard, too, on night duty and all that thing doesn't help. But I think he's got great help from his colleagues this year, with time off and with, taking shifts from and all that, which is a great help. But Tom was really fit, and when Tom was fit, outstanding footballer, right? He's great judgment, he's a good fielder, he's a solid man to come out, and he never misuses the ball. And he's got great pace out in the box as well. I think Tom was a revelation this year, and I think possibly, as for his relevation, in fact, a lot of the credit must go to Jack and to Pat Flanagan, who brought him around and pointed out the fitness level to him. It paid off. And his clubmate, Aidan O'Mahony, Joe, very, very little behind him, if not ahead of him.
Was she in Tomás O'Shea, had we the footballer of the year?
Yeah, I thought he had an outstanding year, Joe. There's no doubt about it. He'd be well in the running for it. Colm Cooper will also be well in the running for it. He had absolutely superb year. And you know what? I'm easy enough about football of the year myself, Joe. I don't know, I leave other people be picking those things, because to me anyway, every fellow that plays for Kerry is a footballer of the year in their own right, whether they win, lose or draw. And this football of the year thing, it's a matter of opinion really, but I would agree with you. Tomás O'Shea will be very close to it, and Colm Cooper will be very close to it. Incidentally, the word is now that Kerry will be playing for the Gold charity, Joe, next Wednesday night in Austin Stack Park, Tralee, and they're playing against, I know, is it
on
Gaeltacht next Wednesday night, Joe, in Tralee, so there'll be a huge crowd there.
Under lights at 7:30.
Under lights for Gold charity in Tralee, in the Austin Stack Park, Tralee, so you'll have Kerry, whatever kind of shape, they'll be enjoying the night.
Well, I think it'll be just an exhibition match, obviously, and it's more about raising the money. You're speaking of on Gaeltacht, we've won it today with Dara O'Shea. To a large degree, we won this All-Ireland without Seamus Moynihan. That bodes well for the future. All along we were wondering, prior to this year, what would happen if Kerry had to line out with Seamus Moynihan. We got our answer today, Weeshie.
An amazing thing, Joe, you're spot on. Won the league without Dara O'Shea, won the All-Ireland without Seamus Moynihan, and without Dara O'Shea, and you're spot on. If you said that 12 months ago, it only shows you how Kerry football evolves. It shows you when men are needed to step into the breach, they'll do it. William Kirby did it today, and Owen Brassen did it today, and all the rest of the lads did it, because in my view there was no weak link at all on the field. And the way that they were coached, and the way that they were trained, and the way they were prepared, it was absolutely superb. The men in the line must take tremendous credit for this thing. Now, a lot of talk will be talking about Paddy Shea was there, and he went. Paddy Shea was there, and he did his job. He brought two All-Irelands and 4 or 5 Munster Championships to Kerry, and he brought National Leagues. Paddy Shea did a wonderful job when he was there with Kerry. Paddy's time was up, a new man came in. Jack O'Connor's time will be up in a few years, and a new man will come in. So that's all irrelevant now. And the football evolves, Kerry evolves, it will go on and go on and go on. And that's the way things go on, Kerry. And as you say, Joe, they won it today without the two talismen, without their two best players, you could say. But it only shows you that they have people to bring in. Declan O'Sullivan is coming along now. The Gooch is coming along. Mike McCarthy is there. Aidan O'Mahony came on the scene today. Ronan O'Connor, St. Michael's Fine Moore, he burst on the scene. I bet you there was people up here on the stand in the press saying, who's this Ronan O'Connor? Why did they bring him on? Where did he come out of? So as you say, Joe, augurs great for Kerry to win without those men.
Liam, I was trying to ask you earlier, but you were waving to your mum. That's fair enough. Can we finally consign the last couple of years, 2002 in particular, against Armagh, to the history books now?
Ah, yeah, we certainly can, yeah. 2002, we lost concentration in the second half. Armagh got a softish enough goal. You know, one of the few mistakes that O'Shea has made playing with Kerry. But, you know, they got back into it. And I think we you know, something just didn't click that in the second half. We never got going, really. We can consign them to history. This is the start of the new Kerry, a new Kerry team, a new Kerry management. Well, a lot of the old team there as well. And as Richie said, a continuation of the good work and the shaping of the team that has been going on for quite some time. Who are we going to give man the match to?
Yeah, that's a good question. All right. In my view now, it will be between Tomás O'Shea and Colm Cooper. William Kirby will be well in there and thereabouts. We'll go for it. Three of us are here, so now we'll go for it. Liam, who'd you go for?
I think Colm Cooper will guess it. I'd give it to William Kirby. He had an outstanding game from start to finish, a workhorse game in the middle. Colm Cooper couldn't have done his job without him. But Colm Cooper was brilliant. I think he'll get it.
To the Austin Stacks man, Joe O'Mahony. And listen, best wishes to your dad, Seamus, who retired recently. No doubt, Seamus. He was here today, Seamus O'Mahony, boy, who did such wonderful work for Radio Kerry. And I've no doubt that he'd be absolutely delighted. I am too. I think myself that as the game went on, and from the very start, all centre field were the dominant force all through, and I too will row in with Liam. Not because I want to row in, because I want to agree with him, and I don't do that, but there was the Tomás O'Shea and there was the Gooch, but I give it to William Kirby, I think.
I sure as hell ain't going to disagree with that. I think it's between the Black and Amber, between Gooch and Kirby. Aidan O'Mahony was another one who would probably figure Tomás O'Shea as well. But today, I think, if you go in the second half, Gooch did it. But I think the game was won today in that first half. So, like you, yeah, I'd just about give it to William Kirby. But I would not be surprised if he went to Gooch.
He scored 3 points off a player, too.
He did. He seems to enjoy playing against Mayo, 4 points against him in the league earlier this year. So
I'd say he's probably hoping you won't get it, because the last one he got, he only lasted one game after it, when he was consigned to the sideline after having a poor game.
Well, he's got his stag do coming up in a couple of weeks, and of course William's getting an MRI in a month's time, so it'll be nice Sam McGuire will be there with him at the top table.
Great stuff.
Alright, well, once again, we got to take an ad break, but more from Croke Park after that.
Kerry versus Mayo in association with Manor West Retail Park Tralee.
Well, back to the All-Ireland Senior Football Final itself. We won this All-Ireland without Seamus Moynihan and Darragh O'Shea. Lads, what does the future bode for Kerry football?
Well, Joe, I think the future is very bright. It must be very bright for Kerry football. Remember, we had a great under 21 team this year. If Colm Cooper had been playing that night in Tralee when we were beaten by Cork, we certainly would have won that Munster Championship, and we'd have probably gone on to the All-Ireland Final. I have no doubt we would. Some great footballers with the under 21s. The minus what we saw today, beaten by a better Tyrone team, but some great stuff coming through. And the panel that Jack O'Connor and Johnny Cullity and George Keefe have built up, very strong panel. They've been into producing new players and young players all the year, and as you pointed out so rightly so, to win the All-Ireland without Darragh O'Shea and without Seamus Moynihan, and to win the National League without Darragh O'Shea, I think the future is very, very bright at the moment for Kerry, and I think that the men in charge will keep their feet in the ground, and of course, Joe, it goes in swings and roundabouts, really, you don't know, but it looks bright anyway at the moment.
Liam, were Kerry something of an unknown quantity to teams this year? They weren't sure what to expect from
Kerry. Well, they weren't. You know, that will always happen when new management comes in. You're not going to be aware of tactics and all that, and new faces appearing and people playing in different positions and people swapping positions and all that. It was a new approach by Kerry, and of course others weren't too sure what was going to happen. And I would agree with Weesh. I think the future looks quite good. We had a minor team here in the All-Ireland Final today, and as he said, we had a tough look in the other 21 game. Some of those fellas, even there today, the likes of Brian Moore and them, are moving, you know, fine strong players. They're going to be around in a few years. Some of the under 21 team will be ready very shortly. So this team, if you won or two going, and I think it's proven today without any shadow of doubt, winning without Seamus Moynihan and Darragh O'Shea, that you have got plenty spare talent in the team. I've got plenty talent to spare, and I think that is going to augur well anything good, bad anyway for the future. I think it looks very good.
George, looking through the subs there, then of course remember you have Kieran Crimmins, the Croakman, the sub goalkeeper. He's an outstanding goalkeeper, that man. John Sheen, of course, in Long Rangers, who was an automatic in the team right up until this year, and like was an he was automatic, and he was just displaced, and he lost his days, couldn't get back. But a superb footballer, Declan Quill, the Cairns O'Lahey's man. He was the rave of the county a couple of years ago. Man. In fairness to him, like, we'd have to see what he'll do. Tommy Griffin, who many people would think. Many people would think would you, Liam, you have somebody to talk to there, I think, have you?
Hold on a minute. I got Sean Bond telling us all. Sean Bond was in the store, of course, all the week enjoying himself. And how did it go there, by the way?
We kind of broke even. We had a very, very, very substantial bet on risk assessor at 1-2. I'm not telling you how much, but we all clubbed together and it bought a few dinners here in Croke Park the weekend.
You're kind of way out of my league altogether if you're backing horses at 1-2, Sean Vaughan. That requires big...
How can you talk about horses?
You've got a few grand there.
How can you talk about horses at a time like this?
JP said in Cheltenham a couple of years ago about Easterbrack, he says, you know, if Easterbrack is 1-3, you can't back a horse like that. But at 1-2, like, you know, it's better backing them at 1-2 than 100-1 second.
All right, just be said by Weesh. What do you think of this display? A good display by the Kingdom.
It's an awesome display by Kerry, and I had a feeling all week that this kind of display, Kerry might have it in them, you know. And you know the story with Mayo. Once they beat Galway, they think they're going to win the All-Ireland. That's their big thing, you know. And they had the cheek during the week, by the way, to say that if there was a back door in 98, they'd win the All-Ireland as well. Now, I was popular in Mayo a couple of years back when I said I'd have whiskers down to my knees before a Connacht, another county from Connacht will win the All-Ireland. So Galway, the Maroon, can come up here and win them. The rest, I'm afraid, that they can't. But it was a brilliant display by Kerry, and I mean, you know, it's unbelievable the way that tactically they caught Mayo out. Mayo thought that they'd spread it into the corners to Gooch and Johnny Crowley, but what did they do tactically? They sent high balls in, and it was a wonderful day. And Barrow Canada, a staff member for Radio na Gaeltachta, lifting the cup here. I don't know who got better the match. I backed Gooch to get it at 9-1. I backed Tyrone and Kerry to do the double. I backed Gooch at even money to score more than 5 points. But I still would hope that Dara O'Kinnaid would get man of the match. But between Dara, Gooch, and I thought Willie Kirby had a fantastic
game. He was all man here, actually.
Yeah, I thought he had a fantastic game.
He had a brilliant game. He worked very hard all through and all that. I suppose people will be saying now, Mayo people can point out that they got rid of Tyrone and of Galway out of Kerry's way, and Fermanagh as well. I suppose Conquerors of Armagh and made it easy for Kerry. They weren't there themselves in the final for the final hurdle.
Look, Liam, look, I was here when Mayo beat Tyrone, and Micheál O'Shea at the end of that match just sat down, put his hands up. He didn't say anything, but I knew what he was thinking. I knew he was thinking, that's it. If we meet Mayo in the final, there'll be no bother. But, I mean, Kerry were really awesome today. A brilliant performance. And when you think they can have it, that O'Shea, Seamus Minehan, Mike Frank, Shawnee Sullivan, people like that on the bench, I mean, this, it's incredible, you know.
Sean Bond, Ramina Mahogatas Quentin, August Tasuna Degum, Gogasig, Kiri, August Galivere, Kedas, Sarah Father Region, so.
Nakuna Dia Dupe Radio, one up for the match in the Sunday show, Dupe, the Mahon Curran, the Daro Canadian, party in the Nullock, is Mishita Gagro party in the Nullock, so the Curran Bugid, a Gunamar, August Amadam Bro Dulas, August Incha Kosuj the Golfers, the Cost of the Soldiers song, Gail and your father, the Daro Canadian, is fair play though.
Ar dar Sean Bond yn achon son. Reds yn y gael tyd agos TG Cahar ys gafro dyn. Fel siwyd chwma ac an admirer of Kerry football always was, and he probably right saying that only one team can come out to the West and lift Sam Maguire. That's Galway, of course, where Sean Bond comes from. However, as a blackguard, you know, as I said, back over with.
Liam, I find we're kind of lingering in Croke Park today for the simple reason that we're still trying to envelop what has happened before us. Like he said, it was an awesome display by Kerry, wasn't it, Joe?
It was, absolutely. Listen, I'd happily stay here till midnight if they left me, but thing is, there's a lot of celebrating to be done. We'll break out the champagne soon. Wishy Sean Bond touching us. I certainly hope people don't try and devalue this championship that Kerry have just won solely on the basis because we didn't have to meet or beat Tyrone or Armagh.
Ah, no, they can't do that. They might try to do it all right, Joe, but I don't think there's no way that they'll do that because, I mean, just because you didn't beat Armagh or Tyrone, Kerry came along and they beat everything that was put before them, both in the league, both in the Munster Championship, and both in the All-Ireland Championship. They beat what was put before them, and there's no team would have gone out there today and beat Kerry, because there's no doubt about it, and we kept saying it during the commentary, they learned so much from the three defeats, how to win the game now. The game has changed, the game has evolved, it is all work rates, it's all about harassing, and about being hard, about being good footballers, and no, Joe, it won't be devalued, in my view.
People always talk about hunger. Hunger was rife in the Kerry camp today.
It was hunger, Joe. Hunger with freshness. We were saying it the whole year, the way Pat Flanagan had them fresh. They were so fresh the whole year, and today he brought them to the boil. They were bubbling and boiling, and they were diving in, and they were winning all the breaks. That's the hunger. Once you're fresh, Joe, you have hunger.
Has the National League taken on a new significance, Liam? It's no coincidence, maybe the last time we won the league was 97. We went on to win the All-Ireland.
Yeah, well, I think it was very important that we win the National League this year with a new team being built. We'll say parts of a new team, a new management and everything else. It gave growing confidence to both management and to the team winning the league. I mean, the league, after an opening defeat to Longford, in a dismal day up in Longford, the change around from that has been enormous. Of course, the league helped in winning it, did give us that confidence and that impetus, the same as 97.
That defeat to Longford, you speak about that last minute goal we conceded, was that a watershed in Kerry football?
It was, there's no doubt about it. And I think Kerry, again, the Kerry management took it in the right way, you know, that they were swamped by a Longford team that they took for granted, sort of thing. And, you know, it was a lesson, an abject lesson to Kerry, and one that the management were well able to throw at the players afterwards, and which I know they did throw at the players afterwards, but after that warning, if you like, and thank you, Longford. I don't think Kerry ever looked back.
Well, we just might send a Christmas card to Dennis Connerton and the rest of the Longford boys. We might be here without them today. Sam is coming back to Kerry tomorrow. The team is travelling down by executive train. You won't miss a thing on Radio Kerry. We're expecting them in sometime between 5:30 and 6:30 in Tralee. What condition will they be in?
They'll be in great condition. Jack, he'll keep them well tonight and tomorrow, don't you know that well. They'll be well able to talk anyhow. That's all we want. Well, that's all we want, we can say. And sure, I think now Wishy has pulled down here. As a finale, the grand man himself
of broadcasting with RTÉ and with everybody, the great Jimmy McGee.
Well, Liam, you put it in perspective, the finale. What better way to finish up Kerry's 33rd All-Ireland win in one of the most memorable displays we've seen for many a long day than to talk to the one and only Jimmy McGee. Jimmy, I'm not even going to ask you anything. I'm going to let you talk about the game.
What a day for the kingdom. What a day. 101 years since they first won it. That's to win it 33 times now. So that's once every 3 years. Class is permanent, boy. This was a trick. They won it in the first half, of course. They played brilliantly in the first half. They won midfield. I don't think Mayo won a kick out all day, did they? Kerry got every ball. They got every breaking ball. And then, of course, there were individual displays. Kinnaird, I was delighted for him. Oh, Kinnaird, he showed early for ball. But looked sharp, looked on for it. He was terrific. Kirby, William Kirby of Midfield, what a game he had.
He was all in the match.
He was terrific. Not alone did he patrol his own area and do it well, but he scored three very good points when they were needed. McCarthy and O'Sullivan at the back. I mean, they drowned the Mortimers. They just any threat, and the Mortimers had been the big scorers for Mayo. So these two Kerry defenders. I like to see defenders playing well. I thought myself that there was a bit of writing on the wall. It may have been only in chalk early on. When Mark O'Shea came diagonally across the field from the left half back position almost to right corner to get a point, and nobody tracked him. That was very early in the game. So I was wondering then where Mayo had the ammunition to do this. Now, you pick Kirby, and I wouldn't argue with that. Why would I argue with you, yourself, and Higgins? I wouldn't do that. But I'll tell you if you...
I know who you're going for. I know who you're going for.
I've seen great Kerry forwards.
Oh.
There's never been greater, I suppose, than Mikey Sheehy. There's never been greater than Morris.
Taggy Lyon.
Such forwards. John Egan.
Purdy Landers.
Well, I wasn't old enough to remember Purdy Landers, but I'll take your word for it.
Timmy Leary.
I'll tell you this.
Yeah, I know. Go on, Jim.
Were there ever a better one on the
field? See the goal. Talk to us about the goal. Tell us who he scored.
There was no goal on at all. And I mean, most fellas would have either lost the ball, gone to the point, or driven it wide, or look around for someone to give it to. If David Beckham did this, Lord, he'd be a Galactico, wouldn't he? But he made the goal himself, came in, found a space, and slotted it in the net. But it's not just that. He can go from a standing start to 60 miles an hour like a Ferrari. And if you show him the side, he say, thank you, I'll go that way. Because with both feet, can score from either side. He's up in the Mikey Sheehy Morris Fitzgerald class, and that's some class.
What about the men in the line, Jimmy, and the high ball raining in? People were saying the day the high ball is gone.
When I was growing up, it was said, when I was trying to play junior football and schoolboy football, if you can't get your own ball, you shouldn't be on the team at all. Well, that still holds good. When Kerry wanted to hit a long high ball, Cooper and Crowley in particular, got so many balls in the air over their markers. It was a delight to see. It was back to the old days. And somebody says, that's gone out of the game. Not at all. It's back with a flourish because it's back with the Brazil of Gaelic football, who can play hand-passing game, foot-passing game, long-kicking game, high-kicking game. I sound like a Kerry man, but they're terrific.
Devastating for Mayo, Jim.
Devastating for Mayo, but they did a Sonny O'Sullivan. They didn't quit. They kept going to the very end. And in the end they were well beaten. I don't think 8 points is a true reflection on the game, because in the end Kerry were really, I mean, they hit so many wides, Kerry, and they were saying it's your turn next week, you have gone. I know you hit it yourself, Jimmy, but if the chips had been down they could have pressed on. But that's, I hate to take away from Mayo, because they waited 53 years to win in All-Ireland and they gave it everything. But when they looked around at the bench and said, who have I got left? So we must let the lads who were there. And when things were going bad for them, and they were going bad for them, what happens next? Kerry produced Moynihan and Russell. Oh, for God's sake. For I mean, really, wouldn't it break your heart if you were Mayo?
It would, Jimmy. You know, there's no doubt about it.
And Moynihan got
what about
on.
This young lad we brought on today, Ronan O'Connor? You know nothing about him, nobody does. Brought out of the woodwork, he's a young star.
Brought out, there's so many stars in Kerry, I don't know where they keep them, but I'll tell you one thing. 33 All-Ireland wins in 101 years since they won the first one. You must be getting better the luckier you
get. Jim, you asked us the secret of Kerry and often I wish that I knew. It will doubtless seem odd, though born on the sod, that question has puzzled me too.
You see the lad work in the meadow as he tosses the hay without rest, and he yearns for the lengthening shadow as the sun slowly sinks in the west. And he hacks to the thud of a football, and things more important must yield, for nothing must stay in a Kerry lad's way when the ball bounces high in the field. Does that answer it?
It does. And when I was growing up, my club team was Cooley Kickins, for whom my father played, and they wore a green jersey with a hoop the same colour as Kerry's, and they wore it, I think, in reverence to Kerry. I can't say any more than that.
Jimmy McGee, as always, Joe, great to have him.
Two legends, Wishy Fogarty and Jimmy McGee. Thanks, guys. Gary O'Sullivan's just back from the Kerry dressing room. Gary, the interviews you did, we'll hear those on Radio Kerry tomorrow. Time prevents us from playing them now. Talk to me, what's the mood in there?
That's brilliant, Joe. To be honest, I had a good word with Jack O'Connor and a lot of the boys. They are really on top of the world. Colm Cooper even mentioned, you know, they had a lot of disappointing years here in the last couple of years against Meath in 2001 and against Armagh and Tyrone, but today has made up for us. You know, they're ecstatic.
You're very proud people in South Kerry. Talk to me, Jack O'Connor.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're very proud of Jack. Jack lives only about a mile away from me, I suppose, really, and we're delighted for him, you know, because he was always on the cards at some stage that he was going to take the senior job, having, you know, been fairly successful at with Clash Niskelliga and with, you know, Kerry under-21s and what have you. So, you know, we're delighted for Jack, but I think he's a very fair-minded fella. You know, he doesn't just see himself representing South Kerry, he sees himself representing the whole of the county, and he has a few South Kerry lads. Another man I must mention there, Declan O'Sullivan, you know, from his own club as well, Drummond. Outstanding all year, Declan. I think he proved it today again. You know, a lot of people said, you know, maybe he couldn't prove it on the big stage. By God, he proved it today, and, you know, well worthy of his All-Ireland medal.
All right, thanks, Gary. Well, that just about brings to a conclusion Radio Kerry's Sunday Sports on the day when Kerry are All-Ireland champions for the 33rd time. Sam Maguire's coming back to the county for the 26th time, the second time the new Sam, following Seamus Moynihan's capture of the trophy in 2000. It'll be Daryl Canada who brings it proudly back to the kingdom tomorrow evening. Don't forget Radio Kerry tomorrow all day. You won't miss a minute of the homecoming. Our thanks to Trevor Galvin, Wishy Fogarty, Liam Higgins and Gary O'Sullivan here in Croke Park, to Lisa O'Sullivan and Eric O'Connor back in the Tralee studio. September 26th, 2004, a beautiful day for the County of Kerry. Good evening.
Kerry versus Mayo in association with Manor West Retail Park, Tralee.